This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
There are laws against this.
Nuji.
I kind of got tingly.
Leader.
Kiss this, bitch.
Charlie.
I'm smarter than you, for sure.
And Jeffrey.
Please.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
What's happening? It is Thursday, March 15th, 2018. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number to reach us. 866-967-6837. You can give us a call there. You can text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That also comes into the studio in real time. But the best way is to pick up the phone. Give us a call. 866-YO-ROVER. I'll get to your email here in just a moment. I saw Keith Hotchkiss, the market manager, walking around the hall.
Early bird gets the worm,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah. He's already here walking her.
First guy I saw walking in.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
And what did he... Did he stop and tell you, Dieter, we're bankrupt?
No.
He didn't?
No, he didn't say that.
What did he say?
It's good morning.
That was his first thing out of his mouth?
Yeah.
What was the second thing out of his mouth?
Don't talk too much today. Let Rover do the talking. I go up. Got it.
I don't know. I haven't even finished reading this email. I know that the deadline for iHeartMedia to figure something out, we've been talking about it over the past few weeks, or actually even the past few years, really, if you want to think about it. They had a deadline, but I think they'd already moved the deadline like 10 times. But
yeah.
It was at 11:59 Central Time last night. So 12:59 a.m. Eastern, and I guess they didn't move this one back, and they have come to an agreement with most of their debt holders.
Yay.
And they've somehow wiped out over $10 billion of debt, and then I guess we go to court. We still have to file Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And I don't know how all of that process works exactly, but the lights are still on.
It's good. I'm excited.
We're still getting paid, I believe.
Yeah. Business as usual, my
friend.
Business
as usual.
I'm just glad that's done with. Now we can all just... We're here. It's time to refocus.
Now we have a whole... Think of all the money we've been spending on interest payments for the past 10 years. $1 billion a year. Maybe you can finally get that new printer.
Well, I asked for lunch today. We have a meeting. I'm like, can we have lunch now that we have no more debt?
I'm expecting big things.
No, I'm excited.
Raises.
I think this will be a good thing.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's
for smarter people than us.
I really don't understand most of this stuff. But, I mean, they're walking around like it's a fantastic news.
Yeah.
You know, a layperson like me goes, you just filed for bankruptcy. Is that really great news?
Yeah.
But I guess if you get to keep operating as you normally do and someone waves a wand and they go, you were $22 billion in debt. Now you're $10 billion in debt. I guess that's a positive thing. So, boy, do they really try to suck up to you, too. I mean, Keith Hotchkiss calls. Well, first he texted me at about 2 o'clock in the morning. I was already in bed. And he texted me, and one of the other head honchos texted me. And Keith Hotchkiss like, call me when you wake up. And so I was driving into work. I was going to call him. I didn't call him. I was going to call him, but I'm eating my breakfast burrito that B2 made for me. So my mouth is full, and, you know, it only takes 45 seconds to eat one of these little miniature breakfast burritos. And the phone rings, and it's Keith Hotchkiss. He is amped up. He's ready to go.
He didn't sleep.
Oh, yeah. He's running on fumes right now. This is what, like, corporate, they live for stuff like this, you know, just to come in here, be here all night, and come up with ways to motivate your staff. He's even hanging motivational posters all over the radio station.
You would have thought that
bankruptcy. It's not what you think.
You would have thought that he just got told the news of his first child, or he just got a 500% raise. He's the happiest guy in the world right now.
Your lights are out in there.
Hmm?
Your lights are not on in there.
They're trying to save money.
Are your studio lights on in there?
Yeah, everything else is on.
Everything else is on? Okay, all right.
He was the first person I saw when I got here. I mean, he was here. He came down here 5:45, and I thought, this is it. They're finally getting rid of me. My albatross of a salary has been weighing him down too long.
And but he was happy, though.
So happy. He's trying to get us happy.
Like, oh, I know. I know. So let me give you a little bit of... They try to use psychology on you. This is what Keith told me today. He said, Rover, your show specifically came up in these discussions. I'm like, really? In bankruptcy discussions, about $12 billion. All of a sudden, Rover's Morning Glory came into the conversation. I would have loved to be a fly on the wall for that. Rover, your show was specifically brought up because your audience is so large and so dedicated and so active that we wanted to make sure that you had the right information.
Only our show. No other show in the nation.
That's right.
But Rover's Morning Glory.
And we want you to make sure all the right information gets out there, and don't let people say bad information about what's going on. This is a good thing. Now, this is psychology that they use. Do you think for one moment, Dieter, that in the midst of all this, the back and forth, the coming right down to the wire, the $12 billion, do you think for a moment that someone stopped and said, you should really think about what Rover's going to say about this in the morning?
It's hard to believe. I think that maybe it's internally, that's maybe Sass Keith.
Right. Sass Keith. Right. It wasn't the CEO of the company. Wasn't anything like that where they're like, oh, what do you think Rover's going to say? No, it was Sass Keith going, Rover could really screw us somehow, and that could get back to corporate, and that could make us look bad. And, I'm a company man. We got to clamp down on him quick.
First thing in the morning, let's be there. Let's talk to him on the way in.
I mean, they're lined up. They're shaking my hand as I walk into the building.
I'd never see him here this early.
Anyhow, so that's it. There you go. Mary in St. Louis, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to say that this is not good news by any means. Toys R Us, the company that I gave about 15 years to, just went under yesterday, and they're closing all of their stores. And this stuff like this happened at Toys R Us for years. Prolonged debt, you know, that people bought up and didn't know what to do with once they had it. It's not good news.
Well, look, I think it is good news. I'll tell you why. Yesterday we were $23 billion in debt. Today we're $10 billion in debt. That's good news.
It's cut in half.
Yeah, more than half.
More than half.
Now, but I never thought Toys R Us would go under like they did.
I know. I'm sad about Toys R Us. I saw that yesterday, and And I loved going to Toys R Us when I was a kid. So you used to work for Toys R Us, Mary?
For 15 years, it's where I met my husband. It's where I met some amazing people that are now out of a job. I got out of there because all the signs really did point to this happening. But I just really didn't, I couldn't really sink with that ship. So I'm fine. But a lot of my friends are out of jobs
right
after 20 years.
Right, you know? Right. Oh, I saw this yesterday and all Toys R Us, but they're not making any money. Now, this company is making money, but all of the money that we make goes to pay off this massive amount of debt that we have. But this Toys R Us thing does provide us an opportunity. Jeffrey the Giraffe is now available, and I'm thinking about replacing Jeffrey the Jerk with Jeffrey the Giraffe. So we could have some changes here.
He could poop his pants. Huh? He could poop his pants. Jeffrey the Giraffe could finally poop his pants.
Yeah.
Not have anything about it.
I like it. Mary, thank you. I appreciate it.
I heard with the Toys R Us situation that if you have a gift card... Get to a store today.
You better get that real quick.
They don't necessarily have to honor that, because if you file bankruptcy,
right?
That's you know what I mean. So
right,
if you do have them, if you've been given those and they're just sitting there and you're waiting, I would just try to use it, and they might say no. It's worth a try though.
Like that Toys R Us gift card I gave to Jeffrey years ago to get his kids something, and he never got him anything for Christmas. He went after.
Yeah.
Went in January to get him something. I go, what'd you get your kids for Christmas? I'm gonna go today.
Today? How did you know, Rover?
I go, well, it's like January 5th.
Well, that's the day everything's on sale.
Anyhow, but look, I don't know anything about this stuff. Look, Donald Trump went bankrupt how many times? He's president of the United States.
Yeah, anything's possible. It's the American dream.
That's right. I'm thinking about declaring bankruptcy. Why not? But, I mean, she said how horrible it was that we're the next Toys R Us. But
oh, she said that?
Yeah,
Mary from St. Louis?
Yeah. No. Now, in this email that they sent us, they did happen to bring up, who did they bring up?
It was so long, I couldn't even read it.
One was American Airlines. They're like, they went bankrupt, or United, or someone. I don't know. I think they all did. General Motors.
Was it GE or
General Motors, not GE.
I was tired.
General Motors and one of the airlines. They went bankrupt, and look, they went through the same thing, and they came back stronger than ever. So, I guess... Business as usual. That's what they've been saying all morning long. Business as usual. As long as I'm still getting paid, I don't care. As long as my checks keep going through.
Today's payday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lisa, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Lisa.
Oh, phones.
Yes, Lisa. She's not there. They've already cut off the phones.
No lights, no phones.
Well, anyhow, there you go. So that's the latest update on that. Justin writes, Rover, I'm wondering if you could wish my buddy Kurt good luck. He's moving from Rochester, New York to Chicago today for a new job and is a big listener. This past year, we did the golf outing and the holiday hangover and had great times, so I expect him to keep listening in Chicago as well.
How fun.
Well, Kurt, good luck.
It's going to be awesome. One of the best places I've ever lived was Chicago.
Doogie loved it.
Loved.
She lived in a one-bedroom, not even a one-bedroom, a studio apartment on Michigan Avenue. It was...
I lived all over.
450 square feet.
Oh, man.
I lived in a studio on Michigan Avenue. I lived in Lincoln Park. I lived in Boys Town. And I lived in the Gold Coast. Jesus, that's four different places in Chicago.
Why did you live in four different places?
When I worked at ABC Radio, I moved with my boss, Kevin Matthews. We moved to ABC Radio, and I found a new apartment, and I wanted something cheaper. And I was able to walk across the bridge, so I moved on Michigan. And the other ones, I just, one, I didn't feel safe in the door you could rattle. So I moved out of that.
The door you could rattle. What does that mean?
You could probably punch the door in.
Your front door?
That was the one in Lincoln Park. But yeah, I loved it. He's going to have a great time there. All my friends are still there. It's a good time.
Aurora writes, "Yo, Rover, I've been a listener since 2014. I love the show. I'm an RMG Plus member. I'm curious about something that I hear regularly on the show. When someone lies, Charlie plays lie, lie. I can gather that it's Dieter screaming the word lie over and over. I'm just wondering what the lie story is with Dieter. Could you fill us in?" Well, our sound effects guy is not here today, so you probably won't hear lie, lie, although Nads is in front of the sound effects computer right now. Maybe he'll be able to figure that out. Maybe he'll be able to pull that up.
I wouldn't bank on it.
Hit it.
That is, Dieter was...
Four Loko day.
Yeah, he drank a bunch of those Four Lokos, the original formula. It was caffeine and alcohol. Now they took the caffeine out. And he drank a bunch of those, and he got completely bombed. And he was screaming at the program director, Bo Matthews, who came down here to try to stop him from drinking. And I don't know what was a lie, but...
He was trying to make it seem like he was a big drinker. Oh. He was trying to, like, relate. He was like, "Oh, I could drink those. I drink every day." And I'm like, lie. That's a lie. When we tailgate for football games.
Yeah, Bo doesn't drink at all.
No.
Not at all.
And he was trying to come across like, "Oh, I'm a big drinker. I could drink 10 of those. I drank last night."
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, when we tailgate, you never drink. I would watch him.
Not only tailgate, lunch, dinner, whatever. He didn't drink.
Yeah. So I was just calling him out. I'm like, lie, lie.
So you would actually watch him while he would tailgate.
We're having a conversation one time, and I'm just pounding these beers at the tailgate, and I'm just watching him, and he would just hold it, would never take a sip.
So what? Why are you guys so peer pressure-y?
Well, don't try to make it like you're a drinker.
That's the thing. I don't care if you're not a drinker. Like, I know you don't drink, but I hate when people come across as they're drinkers, like you do and Bo do. Just say you don't like to drink.
No,
don't drink.
But then you judge us. So
no, I don't care. I'm not watching you.
But you just said that you watched Bo the entire time.
I watched Bo. Yeah, I watched Bo. That was my experiment. I want to do one experiment. I go, I'm going to see if this guy next to me drinks. And when he would, you know, he put his tongue in the hole and pretend to drink to, like, impress me. I'm like, your beard didn't even go down at all. What are you doing? It's a lie.
Corey writes, "Yo, Rover, I was dying laughing when you played a clip from Jeffrey interviewing Stephen Hawking. Are the Dudes on Dudes podcasts up anywhere for us to listen to? My buddy and I used to listen to these drunk. They always crack me up, especially the meatsicle one with Randy Macho Man Savage. Where can I find these?" Boy, I don't know. I don't even think. I mean, I know we have them around here somewhere, but those are so old. I don't know. Wendy writes, "Yo, Rover, I'm a huge fan and a religious listener today." Now, I don't know if she means she listens religiously or if she's like, a Jesus freak and listens.
Right.
"Today, my two-year-old daughter had my phone and turned on the show through the iHeartRadio app. No big deal. She's always opening apps by accident. But when she walked over, she said, 'I turn on Rover.' And I said, 'Oh, yeah?' In shock that she knew. She then reopened the iHeart app to show me, all proud. Then tonight, my husband and I were watching the Doogie Hates Her Puppy clip, and she starts yelling, 'No, Doogie.' My husband and I looked at each other amazed and laughed. I'm worried that I'm going to have to start monitoring when I listen to the show earlier than I thought. I just wanted to share this with you. Wendy, thank you." Even this two-year-old knows that Doogie is a
horrible,
thoughtless,
person.
Heartless, horrible pet owner.
Yes.
Bob, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much, Doozy. You sound well-rested and happy this morning. How was the dog situation yesterday?
I want to thank everybody that, whether it was on Instagram or emailing me with the same struggles, it's funny how none of those calls get through, Rover. All the calls that got through yesterday were how much of a horrible person I am. But a
Nance
lot of people...
doesn't screen a screen call.
Oh, he
call.
Does
no.
too. You don't
He
be
only
a good...
stops people from calling in with bad info on him.
Oh. I'm doing a great job of that,
doing
right?
That. Right. He can't screen your calls.
No, a lot of people have said they've been in the same situation and to just hang in there. So I did flip my dog on his back twice.
Oh, you did?
I did. When he was nipping G, I said, G, I'm going to try something right now. I hate saying this because it makes me feel bad, but it worked. I flipped him kind of forcefully because he's a big boy. Mm. I flipped him on his back and I held him down until I had control. And I said, no. And I said it a couple of times and he relaxed and he calmed down and he didn't do it again. And then later on, he did bite her again, nipper, and I flipped him and he didn't do it again. I crated him again last night. And I've been up every 2 hours I got up. So I'm still exhausted, but I gotta keep trying.
All right.
And most of the people said, shut Rover up. Don't let him win. You can do this and let's prove him wrong. And that was some great advice.
Let's see here. Robert writes, yo, Rover, I listened to the replay of yesterday's show. I heard you talking about Doogie and her Poshmarking. Poshmark is this website that she goes and she sells all of her old clothes on there or something.
So what?
When you guys did the Browns parade, she claimed she only took one free T-shirt. Well, I bought the second one she sold on Poshmark. It was accompanied by a handwritten card thanking me for my purchase.
Aw, look at that.
And a small chocolate.
Aw, Robert.
Why did he buy that knowing the story?
Thank you for purchasing this Browns shirt. Enjoy. Love, Doogie.
A fan gave us those shirts for free, and Doogie then went and sold them for a profit.
I sold one right away.
But those are our free. Like, that's my shirt that guy's wearing. Uh-huh. He gave it to me for free. And I'm
you
like,
didn't you want never... it.
Okay. But then Doogie sold it for a profit. So, how is that right? That's going to that fan's pocket.
Well, Robert wants to know, how are you expecting to make money, Doogie, with the amount they take commission from your sales, as well as your overhead costs for the card, packaging, and chocolate? Please send me an RMG bumper sticker next time.
That's funny. So I do thank you cards. And I have wrapping paper, and I send chocolates. The wrapping paper I have,
She's
I have not bought it.
Worst business person.
No, listen,
this
I'm
is
telling
like her,
you.
Do you remember when at Roverfest she wanted the general store? She was going to sell trinkets there at Roverfest. Yeah. Just the worst business person.
Listen, I have the wrapping paper, so I haven't bought that. The thank you cards I've already had. I didn't buy those. The chocolate was a gift for Valentine's Day, so that's what I sent.
Jacqueline writes, Rover, I decided to take a peek at what Doogie is selling on Poshmark. I don't wear an XL or a triple XL, but I figured I would give it a shot.
Okay.
I discovered a Cinderella two-piece Disney outfit that she's selling for $80.
Damn.
An outfit she claims cost her $150 at Disney.
It did.
I Googled the image and found two of the same outfit.
How much?
That's
They're
not
selling
the same.
For $22 and $14.
That's not the same. It's Ariel. Those are two different things, you dumbass. And
oh
B,
my gosh,
no
what a markup.
No, and this.
I know Doogie is dumb, but is she really that dumb? Dumb to pay that much, or dumb to think someone else would? I also found the exact shirt she is selling on Disney's website for $24.99.
No, here's the deal. So we were at Disney World. We were having dinner in the castle. The gown we had to change at the park. The gown that Gia had, she started freaking out because it was itching her. She's like real sensitive. I'm like, oh my God. So I had to come up with something really quick. There's a store at the castle and I had to buy that skirt. She wore it for maybe 2 hours. 2 hours. And it cost me that much money because it was in the park at the castle. So yeah, I'm going to try to get some money for it. If you don't like it, don't buy it.
All right, I do have to take a break. We have the Shizzy coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
There's some scandal, again, hitting the Trump family. This time it's with Donald Trump Jr. Is it a scandal or is it just gossip? I'll tell you the story next.
We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Rover's already locked down the rock demo.
Now it's time to take over the urban market.
Hey, raindrops, drop tops, smoking on cookie in the hot box.
Yo, now we back to...
My bitch is bad and bougie.
Rover's moaning glory.
Bad. Shizzy is coming up. What do you have on the way, Douchey?
Some exciting news regarding Eddie Murphy. Dieter is going to love this story. That's coming up next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Someone sent me a text message that Charlie went to Texas and spends his day and night in a gay and transgender bar. Is that...
Makes sense. I believe it.
That's...
You're surprised?
What, did he tweet something, or did he... I don't know. All right, Douji, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh, wait. Sorry. There we go.
Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Two people have died after a United States Navy F-18 fighter jet burst into flames and it plummeted into the ocean near Key West. Now, the Hornet fighter jet, part of the Strike Fighter Squadron 213, or the Black Lions. It apparently caught fire and just plummeted into the ocean. It was about 4:30 in the afternoon yesterday. The pilot...
Why did they eject?
Well, the pilot and a weapons system officer were able to parachute to safety, but they say the pilot and the other person on board were able to parachute, but later died at the hospital.
From what?
They got burned?
I don't know. Because I read that, I'm like, wait... Two dead if they're the only two on board, but they parachuted out safely.
But you said it caught fire, then they...
Burst into flames, so...
Yeah. So was he burning up, then he ejected?
I don't know.
Divers were sent into the water to help with the rescue effort. So, they're investigating this. People said it... Witnesses said it was like a movie. They were filming a movie, it just burst into flames and...
Right.
It's crazy. So, remember the movie Top Gun where didn't they eject, but he... hit his head and went...
Right, he hit the canopy, didn't he?
Yeah, something. Spoiler alert.
Sorry if you've never seen that. After trying...
Yeah, we didn't give you enough time to...
Not 20 years.
20? Dude, it's more than 20.
How many years?
Oh, my God. It's 30. I mean,
is it really 30 years?
Oh, yeah. When did that... 30 plus... I mean, dude, 20 years ago would be 1998.
86.
Whoa!
So 32 years ago.
God, does that make you old?
Yeah.
That sucks. After trying unsuccessfully for months to obtain lethal injection drugs, Oklahoma officials said yesterday that they're planning on using nitrogen gas in order to execute inmates once the state resumes using the death penalty. So this will mark the first time a U.S. state would use the gas to carry out capital punishment. Now, the state attorney general, Mike Hunter, he said that the administration of the gas would likely require the use of a mask placed over the inmate's head. But he said the mechanical details still have to be worked out. Now, remember, they were waiting to get a concoction of drugs because they have to sit and wait to order drugs. He's like, I've been everywhere trying to find drugs. We can't keep waiting.
They won't sell them. The people who make these drugs won't sell them to the states.
Right, because it is a painful...
Well, I don't know if it's a painful way. They just don't want it. They don't want their drugs used in that manner. If I were an inmate... Wouldn't you just try to bite people or move your head all around? I mean, would you just let them put that mask over your face?
Probably not. Is that the stuff that makes you laugh, too?
The
dentist? In a dentist's office? Yeah, that kind of gas. So they're going to be laughing and laughing before they die?
I don't think that's the same stuff.
Do you ever see this? I know you never saw it. Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah.
Anthony.
Steve Martin.
Yeah, that scene where he does, yeah. Isn't that?
It's classic.
Nitrogen oxide? Oh, his mic's not on.
His
Snitz.
I thought it there.
Oh.
Now it
oh,
is.
Oh, hey.
Whoa, don't be shy.
There you go.
Yeah, that's nitrous oxide, the laughing gas. So I think it's different than nitrogen.
Oh, okay.
That's Whippets, is in nitrous oxide.
Yeah.
Okay. It's official. Democrat Connor Lamb did, in fact, win the special House election in southwestern Pennsylvania. So they had to count the remaining absentee ballots. They've all been counted for, and this is a big victory for Democrats and a blow to President Trump.
By the way, I could be wrong about this, but I think that, remember, this is the guy, this is the for the congressional seat where it was held by a Republican, anti-abortion guy, found having an affair and text messaging his mistress, you need to have an abortion.
The Republican.
Yeah. What a hypocrite. So my understanding is that this guy just won, but they have to go back to the regular election in November. So he only wins for a few months because they have to do it all over again in the regular election, which is coming up in November. So all of this for a few months.
But it's momentum. Maybe. And that's what people are hoping for, that it'll continue. Speaking of politics, President Donald Trump, he chose Larry Kudlow to be his top economic aide. And this is isn't he a CNBC business news reporter?
I just know Kudlow and Cramer. He used to have a show. And
he's accepted the offer, too.
Okay, good.
So he's going to help with...
Remember, we hire nothing but the best and the brightest and the smartest. They just, none of them work, and we have to fire them a few months later.
I think there's a couple more people that might be out that might get fired soon, so Okay. Stand by for that. I had teased about some gossip regarding Donald Trump Jr. It seems that he might be heading for divorce. Him and his wife have been living separately for a while now. The New York Post confirmed with multiple sources that there's been years of marital strife. They're filing for divorce. And it's expected soon. She's got kids and they live apart and it's just not working. Now, I did not know this story when this girl, Vanessa Trump, met Donald Trump Jr., Mr. Trump Sr., when they were at a party, walked up to her and said, hey, I want you to meet my son, Donald Trump Jr. And she's like, okay, hi, how are you, whatever. They go away and he walks up to her. Goes, hey, I want you to meet my son, Donald Trump Jr. And she goes, we just met 5 minutes ago. And then they talk. So then she sees Donald Trump Jr. out at some other event. And he goes up to her and she goes, oh, yeah, you're the one with the our dad.
Retarded dad?
Yes. I can't say that word. Well, so she went up to him. So he's like, oh, hey, we met at this party. And she's like, oh, yeah, you're the one with the, quote, retarded dad.
Uh-huh.
But they ended up laughing about it, talking, and then they got married back in 2005. So I think it's
kind of
funny.
Those choppers on Donald Trump Jr. What's going on with this dude's teeth? Put that photo back up again.
Is there something else?
He's got these choppers. I mean, look at those things.
His chin.
Chin. It's his teeth. He's got big fake caps and just blah, 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 blah. It's just
way too big for his mouth.
Yes.
He looks miserable. The
wife looks so happy.
Yeah. I know, right? Oh, God. And then I'll end with this, Rover. Eddie Murphy is on board to co-star with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito in a long-awaited sequel to the 1988 comedy Twins.
Oh, finally.
God,
it's official.
Yes. How great is that going to be?
They've been talking about this for years.
Yes. Schwarzenegger confirmed the news during a panel discussion this week at South by Southwest. So this is happening. He said the script is done for triplets. Murphy will play the long-lost third sibling. And the original movie, which starred Schwarzenegger and DeVito as unlikely twins, was a huge success. So the sequel has been in the works since 2012.
If I remember the movie, the mom was white, and then he finds his father, and the father was white. So how are you going to have this angle with a black son, a black brother?
I love it.
It's a twist, Dieter.
Yeah.
Keeps you interested. This is going to be great. So I'm excited for that. There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
If you've got the desire to be on the radio and to find the one night stand, I mean love of your life, we got the hookup. Sign up to be our next Thursday hookup hottie at roverradio.com. We'll be right back.
just saw a headline in the New York Times, and it's an unwanted kiss on American Idol. And I was reading this, and I go, oh, man, what now? Are they hashtag Me Too-ing something? Did someone go? And they have a photo of it. And I go, what, did someone go up to Katy Perry and kiss her?
Yeah, right on the lips.
Right on the lips, and now she's complaining about it. Or people are, she's probably not even complaining about it. She's getting paid millions of dollars, right?
15 mil.
So she's not complaining. She's counting her money. But a bunch of wackos on the internet are complaining. Is that what's happening? Kind of like when that Jennifer Lawrence wore that dress and had a photo shoot outside of some place, and it was must have been cold, and all the guys, she's photographed like four guys, and they're wearing overcoats and mittens and stuff, and she's wearing this dress with her boobs popping out, and everyone's like, oh my God, this is horrible, look at her, and oh, what they're making women do. And she shot that down. She's like, I wanted to wear that.
Yeah, I like this dress.
Screw you. Yeah. I'll wear whatever the hell I want. But then, I've only read the first paragraph or two of this article, but it turns out that it's the other way around. Apparently, some kid, 19-year-old kid, a boy, is complaining that Katy Perry kissed him on the lips, and that he's disgusted by this.
Oh, he's the one?
Yes.
Well, he looks like he's leaning in right now.
She said, kiss me on the cheek, okay. And then she did that move where you turn your face real fast.
Every guy's done that move. Give me a kiss on the cheek, and then you turn.
Let me just read this from the New York Times. When Benjamin Glaze, at the time a 19-year-old cashier from Enid, Oklahoma, auditioned for American Idol, he had hoped this big moment would come as he belted out Stadium, a song he wrote himself. Instead, it came when pop star Katy Perry, a judge on the show, surprised him by kissing him smack on the lips moments before his audition. He had never been kissed before.
Oh, that's the first time ever?
This is, what a loser. I was a tad bit uncomfortable, he said by phone this week after the incident aired on the season premiere of American Idol. His first kiss was a rite of passage he had been putting off with consideration. I wanted to save it for my first relationship, he said. I wanted it to be special. Would I have done it if she said, would you kiss me? No, I would have said no. I know a lot of guys would be like, heck yeah, but for me, I was raised in a conservative family and I was uncomfortable immediately. I wanted my first kiss to be special. What a friggin' pussy! What the hell's wrong with this guy?
What's more special than Katy Perry?
Right.
You could do much worse.
And it's not like she was making out tongue-kissing you, you loser.
Right.
It was a peck on the lips.
Right.
I mean, the total peck. My God.
And he's complaining.
In these segments, apparently... hosted by Ryan Seacrest, of course. He entered the studio. He had a guitar slung over his shoulder. Luke Bryan asked, have you kissed a girl and liked it? Making reference to Katy Perry's...
I kissed a girl right. And I liked it.
This 19-year-old kid said that he had not. I have never been in a relationship and I can't kiss a girl without being in a relationship. At that, Katy Perry stood up, said, come here right now. She motioned for him to come over to the judge's table and stuck her face toward him, one on the cheek, he said, and she smiled. He quickly touched his face to her cheek. She asked for another kiss, complaining that he hadn't even made the smush sound. As he moved toward her cheek again, Katy Perry swung her face toward him and kissed him quickly on the lips.
Aww.
Katy, he yelled as he stumbled backward. You didn't. Katy Perry raised her arms in victory.
Did he laugh? Did the kid laugh right after? That's key.
He then asked for a drink of water and delivered a lackluster audition and was rejected by the judges.
So, that's why he's upset.
He was so nervous because he had just kissed a girl.
Did Do you think this is just fake publicity because they are behind in The Voice?
Yes.
The Voice is killing it.
This is put out by Fox. Or, no, it's not. I guess they're not on Fox anymore. What network
ABC.
Are they on? ABC?
Yeah.
It's put out by ABC.
Isn't that where Ryan does his show?
This guy's a plant. He's a crisis actor or whatever. I mean, this is insane. This is absolutely insane. And by the way, if this had been the other way around, if this had been a woman... If this had been a girl and Luke Bryan kissed him.
Oh, God, make out with me, baby. Oh,
no,
he'd be fired.
Right.
Immediately.
Sexually harassing.
You can't do that.
What makes you think you can treat a woman like that? All this hashtag Me Too stuff going on.
It's so hot. So hot.
Well, Katy Perry's hot.
Not as hot as Luke Bryan. Yeah. Get the hell out of here.
Katy Perry's good looking.
Not as hot as Luke Bryan.
When he returned home... Mr. Glaze worked through his feelings about the kiss by talking to his friends.
Oh, my. Go to therapy.
They agreed with me that it didn't really count. It was lip contact versus a romantic situation with someone you care about. That's what a real first kiss is. Yeah, if this kid would have gotten mouth-to-mouth resuscitation by a paramedic, a female paramedic, would he be crying about it?
Yeah. Yes. Anybody touching his lips. He's that much of a loser. He's a virgin.
One viewer, of course, via Twitter, and this is what we talked about the other day, and I love that Bill Maher said this because I've been saying this for years. Stop with these the writing articles and saying, the internet is outraged or people are outraged. No, it's one. You can find someone outraged over anything. And these news organizations, they go on Twitter and just try to find people and they put these quotes. These are wackos. It was a forced sexual act, one viewer posted. Imagine if this was from a male judge. Has Katy Perry not taken anything from the hashtag MeToo movement? So one person is complaining about it. Big deal. What a pussy this kid is. John, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, my wife watches that stupid show, but... So on the show, the guy actually said I have bragging rights now after she kissed him.
Okay.
So he wasn't crying about it at the time, huh?
No, he was pretty excited about it.
Yeah, what guy wouldn't be? I mean...
And are you sure that your wife watches it, or you just happen to watch it?
Well, John, though, she doesn't want to admit it, right?
Oh, yeah. It's okay, John.
He's a big Lionel Richie fan.
That's okay.
All right, thank you, John. I've got to take a break. Felipe Esparza, a comedian, going to be coming into the studio in just a few minutes. We'll talk to him. We have the Thursday hookup, a single woman coming onto the show who wants to go out on a date with you. You'll be able to call in and talk to her, and she's going to pick a guy to take out on the date. We'll get into that a little bit later on this morning as well. We'll be right back after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. You hate us.
At times you really hate us.
I hate you so much!
You can't live without us.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, comedian Felipe Esparza will be in the studio in just a moment. He was here back in, I think it was about 2 years ago, Theater 5, remember correctly. It's been a while.
I remember he had some good gang stories. We were rolling. Do you remember these?
I remember, I don't remember any good ones.
No, like, well, I remember he kept
talking about... How many gang stories are good? Aren't they usually bad?
They were funny. I just remember they were funny. They kept... Your blood, cuz. He kept saying that.
Do you know how long I would last in a gang? I mean, 2 seconds, Dieter. I mean, this is nuts. These people, we had, what's his face? Be Real, who was here. He got shot. I go, why'd you get shot? He goes, well, as a blood, they were Crips. Just shot me. Yeah. Just shot right at me. Nope.
Yeah. Wrong colors.
So stupid. All right, let's bring Felipe in. He's going to be at Hilarity's 4th Street Theater. He'll be there tonight for an 8 p.m. show, Friday, 7:30, Saturday, 7 and 9:30, and Sunday at 7 o'clock as well. And good morning. How are you, my man?
Good morning, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Dieter was saying that you had good gang stories the last time you were here. I go, does anyone have good gang stories? It's all bad gang stories, isn't it?
I have bad gangbang stories. Where's my turn now?
You did have a crazy childhood, a crazy, crazy life when you were younger. But now, look at you. You're wearing a sweater and a button-down shirt,
and I'm wearing thermals too because I'm cold.
Yeah, I mean, look at you. You're an upstanding citizen these days.
I got my romper stompers here.
Yeah, you got your boot. What are your Doc Martens on? The boots. The red ones.
The red ones, man.
Yeah. So you're all that gang life, that's way in the past, right?
No, man. It isn't way in the past. But you know what's funny? I was performing at the Ontario Improv like 2 years ago, and this woman comes up to me at the end of the show. Two women,
mm-hmm.
and an Asian woman and a Latina woman, and then the Latina woman goes, my brother is doing 25 years to life. I say, all right, cool. Why are you telling me this?
Yeah.
He goes, you put him in there.
You put him in there.
And I said, and I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. He goes, no. And I goes, my brother killed somebody. And I said, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Are you going to buy a T-shirt or a CD or what? And then the lady comes up to me and she gives me her card. Asian woman, and she's like some lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm like, I don't know what's going on. You know, I don't know. They come at me because so many people come up to you, man. Like, and like somebody walking up to me, hey, man, you gave me crabs many years
ago.
Right. But you don't know what you're talking about. You know, nobody's here itching anymore.
Yeah.
So I found out that, I got home and started like smoke a big fat bong rip.
Uh-huh.
And started reminiscing. Like, I started like playing my life back, and I remember, yes, her brother killed my friend.
Killed your friend?
Yeah. He killed my 14-year-old friend.
And did you tell the police or did you testify
or
anything?
No, I did testify. What happened was we were all hanging out, you know. We were a bunch of like kids ditching school.
Of course.
And a big fight started. And I don't remember because I'm not like I was hanging around with these guys, but I wasn't really fighting.
Yeah,
I wasn't doing no damage. I wasn't putting in no work. I was just hanging out.
Yeah,
and like there's a bunch of guys that live in my neighborhood, so you go hang out with the people you know. Like if you're like somewhere and you see 10 people you know, I mean, even if you don't know them, you know these guys. If something happens, these guys will protect me because I live next door to them.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna let somebody beat me up, and then they go home and they see me or. They're gonna feel like punks because they didn't help me.
Yeah,
so that I was just hanging out with them. So this crazy fight started, and it's hard to remember everything, but I know that we left and we went to this park, Hollenbeck Park. It's by my house, and I remember telling these guys. For some reason, I said, "Hey man, I'm gonna go cross this little bridge. There's a lake, a little bridge,"
mm-hmm.
and I said, "I'm gonna cross this bridge." And if once I make it to the other side, if I see those guys coming, if they show up, I'll whistle. So I go across the street and over the bridge. And by the time I make it over the bridge, everybody's running. Everyone's running.
Yeah.
And then I see these three guys chasing everybody, shooting at them in the daytime, like noon.
Oh my God! Just right out in the middle of the day, yeah.
In the park. And then I guess my friend had just arrived to the park. So he didn't know why everybody was running.
Yeah.
So they bypass him. Then they tell him, run, fool.
He's going towards the
shooters.
Right.
So he trips, and then and right there they just let him have it. Right
oh
there.
Man.
Like I guess execution style. Ooh. They shot him.
And he was only 14 years old.
Yeah. But bullets have no age limit.
Yeah.
And they just shot him up. And I remember my other friend, I was like, whoa. And I was telling people, man, they're shooting at people over there. Then this guy goes up, are those fireworks? No, man, they're shooting. And then the guy grabs, my friend grabs the other guy, and he carries him over the bridge trying to make it to the hospital. And I saw him, like, bleed to death right there.
And you were, what, the same age, 14?
I was 18.
Raise your microphone up.
I was 18. There you go. I was 18.
All right, so you were 18. This kid was only 14.
14.
That's a crazy story. And then it ends up that 25 years later.
Yeah.
The
murderer is trying to get out. Right now, there's a thing called the Innocence Program.
Yeah.
Where they get people that were wrongfully accused of a murder.
Yeah.
And they get out. And then they sue the county for being locked up. But you know what? There's also people that did do the crime.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to get out on the Innocence Program. Because maybe, like, there was a little, like, evidence misplaced.
Mm-hmm.
But now, man, this guy is trying to get out. No, man. You kill somebody, you're going to stay in there.
Yeah.
So they wanted me to retract the story or something. Or, like, help this guy get out.
So they came to you and they were trying to get you.
Because everybody else that was involved is either dead or in prison. I'm the only one that lived a normal life.
Felipe, that means that you could have a target on your back. What if they tried to take you out? They could say, this is the last witness against me. We got to get rid of this comedian.
Right.
You know what? My whole life, that's been my fear.
Yeah.
Since I started doing stand-up comedy, like I don't want to get too famous.
Because they're going to find you.
I don't want to be huge.
Yeah.
I want to be underground. I want to be like, I don't want to be as big as Michael Blackson.
Yeah.
Where everybody knows me.
Yeah.
I just want to be like under the radar and still live nice.
Now, you didn't get in many fights. You said you were just hanging out with these guys. I mean, you're a big guy. How tall are you?
Right now I'm 6'1", with these boots, 6'2" and a half.
Now that's pretty big for the guys you're hanging out with, probably because you're from Mexico, right? So you're probably hanging out with
all Mexicans and Salvadorians, all Guatemalans.
You were probably the biggest of the group, right?
I would have got shot.
So they would have just shot you.
They would have shot me. Yeah, yeah. I would have been an easy target.
Yeah,
because I'm fat.
I would think no one would mess with you though, because you're big.
Yeah, but people with guns have a lot of confidence.
Yeah, they'll take. Yeah,
yeah, they don't care, man. And so after that happened, like we were all shell shocked. Like that's probably like the second murder I've seen in my life. When I was a little boy, I was coming out of my little league game. This is crazy, man. Like you could look it up. There was communists in my neighborhood.
Communists. Okay.
It's weird. Like I didn't know there were communists because my whole neighborhood was a blood neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like there were Bloods and not that many Crips, just Bloods and Mexicans, and they got along. And then I was like 12 or 10, but there were these guys, a lot of white guys, a lot of Asian guys, a lot of black guys, it was a mixture of people, and they were all like talking bad about America and talking bad about the other stuff. So they were trying to recruit my neighborhood to join their party
because
they were going to all these bad neighborhoods. I didn't know they were communists till later on I grew up. And I looked it up, and I tried to find out who this guy that was killed. His name was David.
Mm-hmm.
David something. And they were protesting for about a week. And then one day, like, so many were showed up. Like, so many. Like, it was like 30 of them. And they were all waving, like, these communist flags and Russia, and telling everybody why we live in the projects. But nobody was listening. But all of a sudden, these gangbangers, these older guys, they got pissed off. You know, get out of our neighborhood, stop spreading this,
right?
This stuff. You know, we don't believe in you. We love America. I love America. This is our neighborhood. We gangbang here. We don't need you here. So they got into this crazy fight, man, and I saw that guy, David, get stabbed like 35 times.
Oh, my God.
Like, we're all, like, think about it. We're like, in our little banana beach bikes. You know banana seats?
Yes, I know.
With the little streamers.
Yes.
We have a little league. I'm wearing my little yellow shirt. We were the Pirates. My brother wearing a Yankee shirt. And we're riding our bikes. And we're watching the whole murder go down. Like, this guy gets stabbed, like, 35 times. And all these commies, they got arrested. And the next day, I was walking around just because I want to go see where it all happened, right? Mm-hmm. Like I like going back to the scene of the crime.
Mm-hmm.
And there was blood everywhere. Like, it was like puddles of blood. And the guy died. That's the first time I talk about it. But yeah, man, he died.
Now, you saw this guy get stabbed 35 times. And then did you stay there and watch? He just
I stood there
right
and watched.
There.
Yeah. We watched the whole thing. And then
what did he do? As he
collapsed.
Did he say anything? Did he?
He said, that's it. Stop! He got stabbed to death. And I remember after he died, well, he was bleeding there. My friend and I, we were scared and we should have ride out of there real fast.
Right.
Because the cops were coming. And I remember we were at the liquor store and I was buying, like, you know, those hot dogs that they sell at the liquor store? They're like inside of a glass.
Right,
and they
just rotate over and over. Right,
best hot dog in the whole wide world. You buy one of those hot dogs, you put mustard, then you turn around, you play Dig Dug in the arcade.
Yeah, yeah.
They always had a little video game to attract the kids.
Yeah.
And the killer walks in there.
Oh, man. You must have been crapping your pants.
Hell yeah. And the killer walks in there, and I'm eating my hot dog, and then he's just there like normally. Buying a six pack of beer.
Like a regular everyday.
Buying a six pack of beer and all this kind of stuff.
Wow.
But
did they turn it? Did he get caught? No one ratted him?
No. And there was a police officer like right there talking to people. And the murderer just walked out, you know, buying a beer. And then he just looked at me and he winked.
Wow. That's crazy.
But later on, you know, conspiracy theories. Later on, I read a story that the guy who killed him was working for the police, and it was like a hit. Huh. BS.
No,
BS.
It was just
BS.
There's
no way a police will hire a gangbanger and stuff like that. That's only in the movies.
Yeah.
So the guy was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
You had a crazy upbringing, man. My Lord.
Chris, crazy, man. Like, when I was on Last Comic Standing, I was living in Echo Park. I was top six, and I had a beach cruiser with red tires, and I had it on my porch. I live upstairs,
mm-hmm.
second floor. There was a third floor, and then my bike was gone. And I looked down and I see these two losers, like pretty much beat up,
mm-hmm.
walking away with my bike, meth heads. And then of course, you know, being from the hood, brave, I told the guy, I hope you get a good price for my bicycle and get some good meth. The guy said, "What? What'd you say?" I said, "I hope your mother's proud of you right now, wherever she's at. I hope she's looking down at you going, 'That's my boy,' and that's all you could do."
Yeah.
"What'd you say about my mom?" And I said, "What'd you think I said? There's three of you guys. There's one of me." Then the guy shot at me.
The guy shot at you?
He shot at me.
Man.
He shot two times. He didn't shoot me. He shot my wall. And he shot at me. And I went back in my house. I said, "I was stupid." I called the police. This is how lazy the police was. They didn't want to go upstairs. They made me go downstairs.
They wouldn't come up to talk
to
you?
No. Because I'm pretty sure they're probably afraid there's an ambush or something.
Yeah.
I would be thinking the same thing. So I walked downstairs, and then the cop wanted to see my ID. And I was talking to the cop. "Listen, man, why do you want to see my ID? I'm the victim here. You shouldn't be asking for my ID." He goes, "What do you want to see my ID for?" And that kind of sucks, too. Like, somebody assaults you, shoots at you. You got to show your ID. You have a warrant for your arrest.
Mm-hmm.
You get arrested right there.
Right, right.
You get arrested. You know, you get thrown to jail.
You didn't have a warrant out there.
Hell no. I still didn't show him my ID. I didn't go downstairs. I said, "Listen, man, if you want to come upstairs, I'll give you a police report. I'm not going to go down there. I don't want to get shot again. I want the guy to come back. Listen, you're down there. Those guys went over there. They're one block down. Why don't you just drive over there, see if you see two losers?" He didn't want to do none of that. So I just closed my door, and the next day a detective showed up. A female,
uh-huh.
And I gave her a full report, and then she kept arguing with me that, "Are you sure it was a gun?" And I said, yes, it was a gun. But then I realized she didn't want to file that report because she didn't want to write down that there was a shooting in my neighborhood because my neighborhood being gentrified.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want to scare people away from moving in there.
Ah. So they tried to cover it up.
Yeah.
Well, that's you have experienced more in your life than most people have. I mean, this is insane, all the stuff that you've witnessed. You, but now you're married, right?
I'm married.
You have kids?
I have no kids from her.
No kids from her.
I have a stepson, blonde hair, blue eyes. I'm raising my own co-signer.
You have, I know that you had, there was a story that I read about you. You did have a child with a woman. I think you were like 14 or 15 years old.
17.
17. And then she, from my understanding, she was married. The baby mama was married, and you would sell drugs to the baby mama's husband? Am I getting this correct?
No. That was my son's mom. I had another son, and she was married to that guy. And then I would sell him weed. And then I would take his money and give it to his wife for child support.
As child. So, you know, in a way, he was paying child support.
Yeah.
Kind of. And, what?
So, it was my 420 pyramid scheme.
Yeah. You smoke a lot of weed?
I haven't lately because I've been sick. I have a sore throat.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, I smoke weed every day. I got some right now.
Do you ever get hassled for this? Now, you live in California, I'm assuming, right?
I got my little gear right here.
Oh, you have it right there?
Yeah. And my little, it's a little vape pen somebody gave me.
And then you put, you put like a little...
it's already in there.
It's in there already. And you, there you go. He just smokes it up right there.
Yeah. But I haven't been doing this lately because I've been sick. But there is so much marijuana like all over the place, especially in California. I was in Hawaii 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Hilo.
Yeah.
I love that place. I didn't want to leave. There's like 200,000 people over there.
I've Dieter, you've been to Hawaii. I've never been there.
Yeah, it's really nice.
So you, I smell that. Wow.
Are you high? Contact high?
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of a buzz right now. Yeah. I haven't smoked weed in a long time.
You should do it right now.
You could, Nads.
No, I'm good.
Nads is a...
He looks high right now.
I know. Look at his eyes.
Yeah, look at his eyes, right? He's got to be high. so you now have been doing comedy for how long, Felipe?
I would say 20 years.
20 years.
But successfully since 2010.
And was it when you went on Last Comic Standing? Yeah. That's when it sort of...
Dude, when I won Last Comic Standing, my first baby mama... The next day, she filed for child support.
Oh, my God.
She became the last baby mama standing.
Have you had to pay ever since then?
Yeah, I owed her for two kids. So, and there I paid her off. She got $150,000.
Whoa.
Tax-free.
Wow.
Tax-free.
150 grand. You had to work for all that time to pay her that amount of money.
Yeah. And it was funny, she didn't even tell the kids that she got that settlement.
No?
She just kept it to herself.
She partied and did whatever.
She lives with a woman now.
Oh.
She has a lover, woman.
You turned her, huh?
Yeah.
You were so bad that you drove her to lesbian.
I see it more like she's been wrong since day one.
Uh-huh.
It was never my fault. She's been a confused girl.
Uh-huh. So, you're married now.
Yeah, I'm married.
How long have you been married?
3 years.
3 years.
We got married on December 12, 2013.
Going good? Everything's good?
Yeah, everything's good.
Yeah, and...
She's my manager.
She manages you. Now, is that... do you ever get into any issues with her being your manager and your wife? They say don't mix business and pleasure.
Well, I'm pretty good... She watches. She checks everything. So she does my emails, my Twitter.
Yeah.
Anything like if a girl would email me, she would see it first.
She would intercept that.
Yeah.
Now, who takes care of all of your finances? Her or you?
Her and I have an accountant now that we work with.
All right. Because sometimes you let these women, Felipe. I mean, I'm sure your wife is a great person, but you guys be careful about this, right, Dieter?
Of course.
Sometimes these women, they start taking control. You trust them, and then before you know it, they just up and leave, and they've taken all your money.
I know, man. That's sad, huh, when that happens.
Yeah.
But she's We've been together for like 10 years, actually 12 years. So we started off poor together. Like, we used to live in a studio apartment, just her, me, and her son. And we slept, all our rooms were in one room. And I remember she gets embarrassed, but I wasn't embarrassed. Somebody asked her son one day outside of our house, "Where do you sleep?" My bed is the couch. Poor kid.
Well, now look at you, though.
Now he has his own room.
Yeah. I mean, you're living the American dream.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think of all the build the wall and all of that? I mean, you're from Mexico.
But it's funny you say that because I've been to El Paso. There's already a wall.
Yeah.
But there's places where, I mean, if you want to just put up a wall to say you're cool, which is really to be cool, but there's already a wall. Mm-hmm. There's walls, but there's patches where, you know, there's places where there's a gate, and there's places where there is a wall. But the wall's not that high. It's a gate. Some places, you know, the wall's not there. But you know what? Mexico built their own wall. Mm-hmm. Mexico built a wall to keep El Salvador and Guatemala and Nicaragua out of Mexico. If you go to Mexico, the border of Mexico.
The southern border of Mexico. The southern border of Mexico.
They built their own wall. Mexico built their own wall to keep South America out of Mexico and keep drugs out of Mexico.
So it's not a bad thing if we build a wall to keep all those people out of the United States.
Yeah, just don't ask Mexico to pay for it because they're not going to pay for it.
Right, no. Guatemala didn't pay for the Mexican.
Oh, hell no. MS-13 didn't pay for it either.
Now, what gang was in your neighborhood? Was it this MS-13 that you hear so much about?
But when MS-13 was around, like, we used to play football against them. Mm-hmm. MS-13 was originally called...
Did you let them win every time because they'd shank you if they didn't?
This way before all that. There were... Mara Salvatrucha was called MS-13. They were stoners in the beginning. Uh-huh. That's why they do this. Their sign is this because... They used to go to Ozzy Osbourne concerts.
Really? And
that became their gang sign, but it really means the heavy metal horns.
Wow.
And the 13, they were called Maravilla Stoner 13. They were all heavy metal band. They were all heavy metal head before, like in the early 80s. They were all heavy metal. There was Pico Stoners. There was Boyle Heights. There was East Side Boys. And we all... We used to play football against MS-13, and there was no problem. It wasn't until MS-13, they used to get started getting jumped a lot by a big Mexican gang called 18th Street, and they were very racist against Salvadorians. So Salvadorians had to like get together and protect each other from this Mexican gang that was real racist against them.
So, were you ever a member of a gang yourself, or
you were? I got jumped in.
You were jumped in.
When I was hanging around with those kids, I was 19, and they were 18, 16. I got jumped in by 14-year-olds. Like, one day, I was hanging out, he goes, "What's up, Batman?" They call me Batman.
Yeah.
"What's up, Batman? You want to get jumped in?" I didn't even give those guys a chance to say, I didn't answer them. I just slapped one of them in the face.
Yeah.
And that means, jump me in.
I would have wanted to be jumped in by 6-year-olds, not 14-year-olds.
I know, man.
I'm not going to take in that.
Yeah.
I had Nike prints all over my face.
It's insane. It's crazy. Now, how long were you in this gang for before you got out of there?
I went to rehab. I was in, I got into this fight when I was like 20 with a guy who just came out of prison. He was like a loser. He was 30 years old. And, as soon as every time he'll see me, he'll hit me in the back of the head, like for no reason. All the time, he'll hit me in the back of the head. Mm-hmm. And one night, I smoked a lot of PCP. That was my drug of choice. And elephant tranquilizer. Mm. PCP, you know what PCP is, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was smoking PCP in the driving theater, watching a movie.
Yeah.
And watching Terminator 2.
Oh, one of the best movies ever.
And the whole time I'm thinking, and I'm dressed
even
him.
Even better when you're on PCP, though, Theater. Mm-hmm. We haven't watched T2 until you're on PCP.
Right.
I was a T-100. So I get home, and I see this guy, and right away he sees me. He tries to hit me in the back of the head, and he does. And so I threw a punch at him, but I was on PCP. I missed.
Oh, jeez.
I tried a cheap shot at him, and I missed. Then he clocked me in the eye, and my eye got big right away. He gave me an instant black eye. And then the next punch busted my nose open. The next punch busted my lip open. I can't fight.
Yeah, you got your ass kicked, man.
So then I figured, you know, I'm going to wrestle with this guy. So then he strangled me to death. Like,
with, oh, my God.
And then, like, I can't get out. So finally, I didn't know what to do. So I just grabbed his head, and I put it close to my mouth, and I bit half his ear off.
You bit his ear off, like Mike Tyson.
I bit half his ear off, and I spit it out. And as soon as he started crying like a little girl, uh-huh. I just started beating him like a runaway slave. Like, I took my belt off and started beating him right there like an animal. And he had Echo in Mexico on his head. And I beat him, man. I didn't even know what happened after that. But they told me that some other guy jumped in, and I just beat him with a belt, too. And I was fighting three guys. But I don't remember the other two. Mm-hmm. So that guy ends up going to the hospital, and police are all over him. He has, like, ruptured ribs, punctured kidney, broken nose, half an ear, no hope. They're looking at him. Who did this to you? And he just stays quiet. He don't say nothing. He don't press charges. He don't mention my name. He don't do nothing. So I'm pretty sure right there I knew I was a dead man.
Yeah, he's going to kill you later,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he wanted to kill me. So I'm walking around scared. Somebody knows that they want to kill me, and he gives me a gun. Like, I never held a gun before in my life. He just hands me a gun, a 38. And I'm like, hey, what is this for? He goes, homie, you better walk around with this everywhere you go. So I'm walking around with a 38, you know, not knowing what to do. Walking by police officers with my 38, you know, never taking it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then Father Greg Boyle, this priest from my neighborhood, you guys might have heard of him. He was on Sarah Silverman's show on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
This Is America, her show. He's one of the guys that she interviewed. Father Greg Boyle, he works with gangs. He came to my house because my mom spoke to him. I guess, you know, my mom's totally Catholic, hardcore Catholic. She prays to all the saints and God. So he comes to my house and he goes, hey, man, I heard they were looking for you. I said, nah, nobody's looking for me. He goes, nah, man, they want to beat you up. They're going to kill you. Nah, they're going to kill me. He goes, I know you're walking around with a gun and it's in your pocket right now. He goes, who told you that? He goes, everybody knows. Everybody knows. He goes, all right. So I think I gave him the gun, or I gave the gun to somebody else. And the next day, I get in Father Greg Boyle's car, and he takes me to a meeting, a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. And I have all my clothes, and then they take me.
Just right to rehab. Right,
yeah.
To...
And I keep in mind that I didn't want to stop smoking crack.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to stop doing drugs, but I did want to live.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm there for about a year, getting to know myself. And when I'm in rehab, there's brother, a Catholic brother. You know, there's priests and then there's brothers.
Mm-hmm.
When a Catholic
not
priest,
a black
not
Catholic.
A brother.
Okay, okay. I just wanted to clarify.
But they are brothers.
Okay.
when a Catholic priest goes to your house, that means you're like involved with the church. You put in money. Mm-hmm. They likes you. When a brother goes to your house, that means like he said natural libre.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this guy's at the rehab and we talk to him. He always has fun games with us. And he writes down, he tells us, all you men are a bunch of heroin addicts, bro. Like, I was living with guys that were like my grandfather's age at the time. There was a guy, I never forget this guy. His name was Jesus Quintanilla, Chewy. He was from a gang called Clanton 14. Clanton 14 is one of the original Mexican gangs in Los Angeles. Like, they're the oldest. Mm-hmm. They're older than 18th Street, older than MS-13. They're the oldest gang. And it's all Mexican-American. like all Mexican American. There is no one in that gang born in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be born in America to be in this gang, and that's why that's why the other gang got started, 18th Street, because the 18th Street had a lot of Mexicans in there that were born in Mexico, and they were very racist against Mexicans that were from Mexico. They preferred Mexicans born in America, so that's his gang. And he told me that he had just did a stretch of 30 years. He said, the first time I got locked up, I did 12. I said, all right. Then I was out for 20 days. They locked me up. I did another 16.
Jeez.
I got out again. I did another 2. So his whole life has been prison. And I remember, never forget me, when I graduated from the rehab, he told me, my wife works at this rehab place in East LA. I want you to go over there, and as soon as you see her, I want you to give her a big kiss in the mouth. And I said, why? Because I want her to kiss someone I know instead of strangers. If she kisses you, when I get out of this place, we'll have something to talk about. You know, I'll tell her how good you are to me, how I make you laugh. And I thought he was kidding.
Yeah.
So when I go out there, I go to the rehab, I see her. She left this older white woman who I don't understand how she fell in love with this guy. She's nice. She's beautiful for like her age, 59 at the time. She goes, her name was Barbara, I think. She goes, Chewy said that you were going to give me a big kiss. So I'm waiting. I give her a big kiss. So here's my man, him and another guy. And it's weird, like, when I'm in, then this older guy comes in. Older guy. And then Chewy nonchalant told me, oh, that was my Sally. He goes, that was my girl when I was in prison. What?
What?
Almost 63-year-old man shows up out of prison. Like, he is big, big dude, Mexican guy. And Chewy tells me, no, me, I used to fool around with him in prison.
Oh, my God. Is that right there where you made the decision, I don't want to go to prison?
I don't want to go to prison.
Yeah.
And so getting back to this Catholic brother, he tells all these men, Chewy, and then this other guy who just got out of prison, named Sonny. These are old dudes, man, who are coming out of prison after 20 years and then going into the rehab with youngsters like me. And he tells all the men, write down your 5 dreams. Your 5 dreams. So everybody, even myself, is writing, I have this dream where I'm naked in class. I have this dream where I'm holding money and disappears. Then he stops everybody. No, not those type of dreams. Your goals, your ambition, what you want to do when you were little. And it was sad, man. Like, some of these men who did 30 years of life, some of them were actually writing down stuff that they wanted to be. Like, I wanted to be a teacher. I wanted to be a fireman. I wanted to be a cop. You know, I wanted to be a plumber.
Mm.
And I didn't know what to write, you know. I just wrote, I want to be a comedian. My second one was, I love Olive Garden. I want to go to Italy. I love The Godfather. I want to go to Sicily. And my third one, I didn't know what to write, so I just left it blank. So I had a goal now. I never had goals before I write down. So when I come out of rehab for a day, first person I see was the guy I sent to the hospital.
Oh, boy.
And he is drunk. And he sees me coming out of my mom's car. And keep in mind, I've been sober now 8 months, and I'm in shape, better shape than I was when I almost killed him.
Right.
So if I fight him now, I'm going to go to jail because I'm going to kill him this time. Yeah. But they kept telling us, you know, like, turn the other cheek. Don't fight. It was tough for me to do that. So he comes up to me and goes, what's up, fool? Are you out now? You ready for round 2? I go, round 2? Shit, you lost by forfeit. So I just ignore him. He goes, I'm not going to start a fight in front of your damn mom here? In front of your stupid-ass pops? You know, totally disrespected me in front of my parents, my little brothers. And so I'm still ignoring him. Then this dude kicks my Bible out of my hand. the good Lord, the good book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I pick it up and I dust it off and just give him a smile and I go back in my house. Plus, I go in my house crying, like with anger, like, listen, everybody's watching, like, I can't let this go. So I go in the house and I get my Louisville Slugger and I take off my t-shirt and I'm going to run outside the house. And my father clotheslines me and he gets me like in a sleeper hold. And I'm just crying and crying in his arms, holding my bat, crying, anger. But and then he just keeps me inside, but I don't go outside.
Mm-hmm.
So then the same night, I told my dad that I need to go back to rehab tonight because I'm going to use and I'm going to kill that guy. So I go back to rehab and I stay there another 6 months. Then when I come out, I go straight to the library. And I didn't go to my neighborhood. I went to the library and I asked the librarian that I don't know why I told her that, but she goes, how could I help you, young man? Old lady, old white lady. Los Angeles Public Library. It's like 5 floors. My first time there, I told that lady, I want to be a comedian, but I don't know how. She goes, I need books on how to write stand-up comedy. So she showed me to this big old library box book, you know those library books?
Yeah.
The glossary.
Yeah.
And she looks up comedy writings. And I walk with her, we take 3 stairs up to the art section, and she finds me like 5 comedy writing books. Steve Allen. But the best one was Jim Perrette's Comedy Writing Step by Step. And Jim Perrette is a writer for The Tonight Show and a writer for Bob Hope. He toured with comedians. So he breaks down how to write jokes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my book. That's like my college
book. It's your new Bible.
My new book. Yeah. So every day I go to the library and I read this book. And then And that same woman, she tells me where the videos were of comedy. I rented a Lenny Bruce cassette and a Lenny Bruce video and George Carlin, Paul Rodriguez, Richard Pryor. And then I saw another book called How to Make Money, Writing Funny, Being Funny, and Performing Funny. And I just stole that book. I stole that book. I never brought it back. And then I just started writing. Well, what was great about the last book was at the back of the book, it had a list of comedy clubs from all over the country.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know, like, and it had the booker's name. And for some reason, I would call them and I would talk to them. Sometimes I would leave long messages. Hey, my name is Felipe. I'm learning comedy. Hopefully one day I can perform at your club. So I found a magazine called the Alley Weekly, and I saw open mic comedy. So I went to a place called the Natural Fudge, and I met Jamie Kennedy there, and Alonzo Bowden, Al Berman, the late Freddie Soto, the famous Brian Holtzman, Cynthia Levine, Mooney Twins, and I got to know these guys, and they would take me to the comedy store to perform. And Jamie Kennedy was living in his car at the time. I didn't know he was living in his car. I just thought, wow, this guy likes to hang out late.
Late. Where'd he go? Yeah.
And he was living in his car. Like, he would park his car at the Wells Fargo by the comedy store and live there. I didn't even know. If I would have known, I would have let him sleep on my porch. You park your car right here, it's safer. So I did the open mic there. And I remember, like, I didn't know nothing about stand-up comedy. All I knew was 80s comedy, yeah. You know? Mike Ripper.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know his name. Ripper? I don't know his name. Some 80s comic. So I saw him, and I saw the way he was dressed. Mike Dicker, I don't know his name, Mike something. He's an old 80s comic.
Okay.
And I modeled my look on him. I got the same coat with the patches. I got the jeans. And I couldn't find a tie. So I found something that looked like a tie. And I wore it. And then I realized how stupid I look. I'm wearing a suit with a bolo. I look like Johnny Redcorn. So I go up and I did my open mic. And the owner there was a guy named Johnny Roberts. He goes, "Hey kid, you're funny. We're taping a comedy show next week. Come on down." So I'm thinking, whoa, I made it. I'm gonna be on TV.
Yeah.
So but I didn't know that. I didn't have cable growing up. So I didn't know what cable was. His show was a local access show.
Oh, low budget.
Low budget. And I didn't know it at the time, but the comedy club was a vegetarian place. It was all vegan.
Okay.
I didn't know that. They sold beer there too. But because the owner kept saying, "Don't forget to try the nut burger." And I thought he was doing a joke. But there actually were nut burgers. So Johnny, you know, he likes me. And his wife likes me. Brenda Roberts. They're old hippies. And he tells me, hey, Felipe, they're looking for Spanish comedians. And I tell him, I don't do comedy in Spanish. No, they're having a Latino night at the Laugh Factory. So I thought he meant they wanted Spanish comedians to do Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So I never went. So I met another comedian named Johnny Sanchez. He was on Mad TV, and he was like my best friend. Well, I consider him my best friend because he was the only friend I knew in comedy. Mm. That would take me or tell me things. So he took me to the Laugh Factory, and I at the Latino night, and met Paul Rodriguez. And then one night, the Comedy Store calls me up and goes, "Felipe, you have an audition for the Comedy Store on Sunday at 8. And I thought, all right. But I never called in. So then I showcased for the owner, Mitzi Shore.
Yeah.
This is 1998. I showcased for her like 12 weeks in a row. Every week I did 3 minutes, a different 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she wanted to know if I had 36 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how she works, you know, like she gives you 3 minutes to see if you have a solid 20. Because sometimes at the Comedy Store you do 15 and you got to stretch.
Right.
You can't have no comic with 10 minutes up there. You got to have at least 35. So, she passed me. I became a regular at the Comedy Store, but I never got spots, so I never really went. But my name is still up there. I got passed at the Comedy Store the same year Fluffy did. Gabriel Iglesias.
Yes,
we're both working the Comedy Store as securities. We were the original guys. Like right now at the Comedy Store, everybody has a black T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
We were the ones that wore white T-shirts.
That Fluffy guy is loaded, huh? You don't have Fluffy kind of money, do you?
No, man. I don't even have Paul Rodriguez money. I started with him.
Yeah.
I used to open up for him. I stopped opening up for him in 2005. We had like a fallout. But
you and
imitate me on stage. I mean, half of his act used to be of me. His first comedy special and his second comedy special, he makes a reference to me on his show.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Felipe.
Mm-hmm.
But it was funny, huh? I'm the guy that told him, can I keep my weed inside a Hummer?
Mm.
We started together. Like I started smoking weed, hanging out with him. Well, he never smoked weed, but I needed to smoke weed to keep up with his appetite.
What was the falling out over?
I wanted $2 more.
Uh-huh.
Because I was featuring and two other guys were opening. And I felt that it was unfair that I'm getting paid the same amount as
the other guys.
These guys who right. couldn't hold a weight.
Right, right.
That these guys couldn't do 30 minutes. They couldn't even do 10. They were doing 5. So we would come perform here at Cleveland
mm-hmm.
at another club. And I would do 35 minutes on stage as a feature. Solid 35. But then we would go to another shows, like at the Improv in San Jose, and he'll tell me to do 10. And I would get upset. Dude, you got me doing 35 in Columbus. You got me doing 35 in Cleveland. You got me doing 35 in Florida. Why can't I do 35 in California? Why I got to do 10?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are you afraid to do... Are you afraid, you know, that I'm going to kill for 35 minutes? Or are you using me to test out this wide audience here in Cleveland to test out the waters, you know, for you?
Mm.
I just felt it was very unfair that I could do 35 in Cleveland, but I can't do 35 in San Jose. I can't do 35 in Oakland. I can't do 35 in San Francisco. So I'm doing 10 minutes. I'm doing 10 minutes, but in the West Coast, the Southwest, but everywhere else, I'm doing 35. And I'm getting paid the same amount of these guys. I just wanted $2 more. I want my check to be more, $2
more.
Just
more than them.
So then I didn't get it. So, you know, I started getting drunk. I started becoming a diva.
Mm-hmm.
I started arguing a lot. I started not wanting to hang out with these guys, you know. So they kicked me out. They paid me off.
Right. Well, I'll tell you something. You've had quite the life, Felipe. I mean, it's been so many stories. I mean, this guy, Dieter, it's a miracle he's still alive,
I know, man.
To be honest with
getting
you.
Getting shot at.
Right.
Well, Paul Rodriguez, though, he liked me since day one.
Yeah.
Because Paul Rodriguez came to us in El Paso, Texas. I was opening up for Gabriel doing 10. And now Paul Rodriguez shows up at the end of the show. And he looks at me and Gabriel and goes, Fluffy, hey, man, you want to go have tacos? He goes, yeah, but it's like 2 in the morning. Paul, everything's closed. And then Paul took out his big wop of money out of his pocket. Like, it was a lot of money.
Yeah.
And he looked at Gabriel and goes, everything's closed if you only have fives on you. Right now, they will open up the kitchen for us.
Yeah.
This is how big Paul is. Like, his personality is so big that there was this girl with big old boobs and her friends with semi boobs. And Paul looked at both of them and said, we're all going to go to Mexico. Not America. We're going to cross the border to go have tacos at 2 in the morning. You guys are welcome to come. And they screamed, we're going with you guys.
Oh, my God.
Then he saw another guy and goes, hey, what kind of car you have? I have a van. Let's go have tacos in Mexico. So that guy, a stranger in a van, two women, we all go to Mexico. And no questions that we go to Mexico. We could have got killed over there. So many horrible things could have happened to us, but right. None of that was in our mind. All we thought was, hey, we're hanging out with Paul Rodriguez. So we go over there. On the way back, the Border Patrol stops us, like INS, immigration, and they pulled us all over. And my hands were on the hood of a car. So is Gabriel. So is Paul Rodriguez. So is Armando Cosillo, Gabriel's best friend. And there's a photo of the four of us like that. And all they wanted was a picture with Paul Rodriguez and Gabriel.
Well.
So the next day, I said, wow, man. I'm not going to hang around with Paul Rodriguez again, man. I can't go back to Mexico. I don't want a night that's going to top this night.
Because
it's going to be crazier than this. So the next night, Paul Rodriguez shows up. Man, Paul Rodriguez is like, at that time, he must have been 45. You know, we must have been in our 20s.
Mm-hmm.
But he's, I don't know, man. People gravitate to him. So we're at the strip bar, and Paul Rodriguez just starts making out with a stripper, like making out with her. And he takes the stripper with us, and we're in the car, and Paul Rodriguez is kissing her like long-lost lovers.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl is so excited, she calls her mom. Mom, I'm with Paul Rodriguez. Ay, mija. I'm so proud of you. You made it. Let me talk to Paul. So Paul goes, hey, Paul, hey, Gabriel, I heard you do a good impersonation of me. Talk to her mom. So Gabriel talked to her mom while Paul is making out with her. And Paul is pretty buzzed. And then when they dropped us off, I looked at Paul and I told Paul, open up your hand. And Paul, he's pretty butt, opened up his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a fat Viagra on his hand. And I closed his hand for him. And I said, have a good time. He goes, I was saving this for me, but.
But Paul needs it more than you.
He needed it more than me.
Well,
I gave it to him. The next day, he goes, man, I was harder than times in the South. And he pointed at me, and he goes, this guy right here, he's never going to starve.
Well.
And I opened up for him, for the, and we became good friends.
Good friends after that. After that. You handed him the Viagra, and that's... It's a good business move.
It was.
I'm going to meet with the CEO of iHeart and just hand him a Viagra. Say, here you go, Bob. Take that.
You'll never starve.
Never.
And we worked together. Like I started off opening up for him, and we worked Hawaii together. We worked New Mexico together, and we co-headline. He does 35 first, and I do 45 after him.
Well, Felipe is going to be tonight at Hilarities, which is on 4th Street, 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
And then tomorrow, 7:30. It only has one show listed for Friday. That can't be right. Aren't you doing two on Friday?
Maybe because of St. Patrick's Day.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, 7:30 on Friday. Saturday is 7 and 9:30. And then Sunday is 7 o'clock. Felipe, it's always good having you in here.
I'm bringing Rodrigo Torres. He's the co-host of my podcast, What's Up, Foo? Johnny Rocket, he's there for merch and pictures and doing 5 minutes. And Toby Higgs from Nebraska, he's a funny guy. And my friend Rodrigo, he does the best. That's right. Joey Coco Diaz right here. And he's the he's in the ha-has.
Well, have fun while
you're
here.
Thank you, bro, for having me.
Thank you for coming in. I do have to take a break. Go see Felipe. You can get tickets. Pickwickandfrolic.com. I know that. And then you can also call 216-241-7425. Felipe Esparza. See him this weekend. I've got to take a break. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. TV show. These guys have been doing the strangest things for over a decade.
This is bad. Oh, God.
Strange.
So strange.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
It is Thursday. We have a single woman coming into the studio who wants to go out on a date with you. You'll be able to call in and talk to her. She's going to pick one guy to take out on the date. Might as well be you. Are you ready for the Thursday hookup theater?
Let's go.
All right, here we go.
Hot girls.
Horny guys.
And Rover's hooking them up.
It's the Thursday hookup, powered by Miller Lite on Rover's Morning Glory.
All right. This week's hookup hottie coming into the studio. We will talk to her in just a moment. If she picks you for the date, we'll give you dinner. We'll give you a limo for the evening from Safe and Reliable Limos. Their website, safeandreliablelimos.com. You'll be able to call in and talk to her. She's going to pick one guy to take out on the date, and we'll pay for the entire thing. So let's find out what kind of guy she's looking for first. Jess is here. Good morning. How are you, Jess?
Pretty nervous, but I'm good. How are
you? You're nervous. What are you nervous about?
This seems a little desperate.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry about it. It could be a lot worse, right?
It's been a lot worse.
Really? Why?
My mom has tried to set me up.
Yes.
And turns out he was almost 40 and a convicted felon.
Oh, well.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
Neither of us knew. He was a hot waiter. She was my wingman.
So she just set you up with this guy and...
She started talking a whole lot of crap at lunch one day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And, wow. Well, hopefully you'll end up with a better guy here on the Thursday hookup.
Here's hoping.
Now, how old are you, Jess?
I'm 23.
All right. And how tall are you?
I am 5'4¾", but my driver's license says 5'5".
Okay, you're a liar. 5'5". What do you weigh?
Last I knew, 125.
125, okay. Dark hair, dark eyes. She is a black woman. What do you do for a living?
I am a staff supervisor.
Staff supervisor. That
so
sounds
I'm kind
important.
Of important.
That sounds really important. I don't know what that means exactly, but a staff supervisor.
It means I try not to mess up and keep other people from messing
okay.
up. That's all right. All that is.
And how long have you been single?
Last relationship ended in October.
Okay. What happened? What went wrong then?
He was a piece of crap.
Why?
So we were friends. We started dating. And then it turns out that he didn't want to help pay bills. Like, he had basically moved in,
mm-hmm.
had a key. His Xbox lived there.
Mm-hmm.
He had a drawer.
Mm-hmm.
And but according to him, he didn't live there.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't helping pay bills.
Mm.
And I'm struggling. We struggling. No, just me. So
I see.
I was like, yeah, you
so he was pretty much sleeping there, pretty much doing everything, mm-hmm. just wouldn't pay any bills.
Yeah, wouldn't help with the grocery. It was pretty crappy.
All right. So he was a bum, basically.
Yeah.
All right. Now, so that was back in October.
Mm-hmm.
What have you been doing since then? Have you been going out on dates? Have you been?
Oh my God, they've been terrible.
Really? That bad?
I met a guy. We started going out. Things were decent.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, hey, let's be exclusive. I was like, all right, this is quick, but whatever. It's not like I was dating anybody else anyway. Go over to his house one night to watch a movie, go to put my purse down. I didn't use that condom in that trash can.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think he'd clean up at least.
Oh, yeah,
you'd trash out.
Now, do you say anything right then, or do you not say anything?
You know, you're in the moment, and you're just like, you know, you're like, oh, if I was in this situation, I'd do X, Y, and Z.
Right.
And then you get in that situation.
I'll bet she didn't say anything, Dieter. Do you think she said anything?
Probably not.
I don't think
Not right then and there. No. I waited till a half hour into the movie.
Uh-huh.
And the movie was so terrible. I don't even remember what we were watching, but I know I got really cringy, and I was like, I need a break. And he was like, all right, you good? He like starts rubbing on my shoulder like he's trying to put the moves on.
Uh-huh.
I was like, don't touch me. Uh-huh. I don't like you right now. He was like, oh, why not? And I was like, well, you didn't tell me we weren't exclusive anymore. He had the nerve to get indignant about it. Like, what do you mean? Well, have you looked in your trash can? He was like, oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. And that was the last time that you saw him?
Oh, no. I had left some stuff over there because I cooked dinner one night.
Uh-huh.
And I made him return it. And I pretended I was going out. So I had full face of makeup on. And, you know, I'm getting ready. So I'm wearing my short shorts, mm-hmm. tank top, mm-hmm. push-up bra, just the whole works.
Mm-hmm.
I walked around the house looking amazing that mm-hmm. night.
So you did this just to make him think like you were going out. You had some hot date or something.
Absolutely.
Look at all the trouble that women go through.
Yeah. You didn't even go out then.
Well, no. So I wasn't planning on it. But then my best friend, Sarah, I told her about my plan. She was like, well, let's not waste the makeup. So we went out and had
Might
a girl.
Might as well
night.
Go out.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was like 2 hours
Now, you're a good looking girl. Guys aren't hitting on you or what? I mean,
I don't know the difference between being nice and flirting, apparently.
So you're nice to people and they take that as you're flirting with them?
Well, any guy
yes,
will take
that.
That
is true. If you talk to a guy, right. that is flirting
exactly.
as far as we're concerned.
A guy always
because
thinks that.
We wouldn't talk to any girl that we don't want to sleep with.
Absolutely.
What's the point, right?
Right.
I think that's the problem, though, is that I'm not looking for hookups. And guys are just like, oh, she's hot. Let's do some stuff. And I'm just mm-hmm. like,
Well, all right. So what are you looking for here on the Thursday hookup?
Well, not a hookup.
Okay. All right. All right.
You want
a relationship.
That's putting a lot of eggs in that
well,
basket.
Well, here you are. I mean,
okay,
you don't want
hush.
A hookup. You don't want a relationship. But
I
want to
see
she's
where
a woman.
It goes.
She doesn't know what she wants.
You know what? I'm going to throw something at you. I want to see where it goes. Like, uh-huh. I'm not going to be like, hey, I'm just now meeting you and now we're getting married. No. But, like, I don't want it to just be like, hey, let's go to dinner and now, you know, you're going
you
to slob on my
out.
Knob like
yeah.
corn on the cob.
Uh-huh. I got it. So... All right, what would be a good guy for you? What are you looking for in a man?
Well, so the way I best describe it is his mom will be proud of the way he sees or the way she sees him treat me,
mm-hmm.
but my dad would want to kill him if he knew how he really
is. Ah, okay. So, all right. So you want him to be nice out in public,
mm-hmm.
but treat you like a filthy whore in the bedroom.
Essentially.
Okay, all right. We got that taken care of. you like older guys, guys your age? What are you into? Non-felons. I've already gathered
right,
that.
Right.
Okay.
That's a good start.
All right.
You know, minimum requirements.
A few misdemeanors, not a problem.
That's okay.
Right, you
felons,
know.
She draws the line.
Listen, I've got some cousins named Pookie. I get it. but you know, at the end of the day, I kind of am looking for somebody that can keep up with my sarcasm.
Uh-huh.
If you're not sarcastic and kind of a dick, you're not, I'm gonna hurt your feelings.
Okay.
So we gotta have that balance. But I also kind of want a guy that's like, hey, you know, you had a hard day at work. Let's sit down and binge watch Netflix. Mm-hmm. So, you know, balance.
Now, older guys, young, your age, what are you into?
Not younger.
Okay. I'm immature. Okay.
I mean, everybody's immature.
Yeah.
I'm immature. But like, I want to be able to go out and get a drink. So gotta be 21, 22.
Okay.
Past that, you know, let's not go with the 37-year-old felon, maybe 34, 35.
35-year-old felon. That, would be
right,
okay.
Right.
Okay. All right. So up to roughly 35 or so. That would make your mom proud, right?
Well, so she got kind of cringy when she found out he was 37. And she was like, I feel like that's too old. No more than 10 years. And I'm like, listen, let me handle this. Mm-hmm. I got this. So mm-hmm. 35 is my, that's like right.
That's the limit. Okay.
Right.
All right. Testing the limits. What do you like to do for fun?
Sleep. Okay. That sounds terrible, but I work a whole lot. Even when I'm not at work, I'm still stressing about it. So I'm usually like binging something on Netflix or Hulu, and I fall asleep most of the time. So I wind up having to rewatch my shows.
Now, what do you watch on Netflix?
Chick flicks.
Do you really?
So right now, I'm watching This Is Us, Crying Like a Baby, all the time.
Yeah, I've never watched that.
Yeah, me neither.
It's so good, but don't watch it unless you're ready to really get into your feels.
Okay.
And like, it's not even like sad. It just makes you reassess who you are as a person. Like, you're watching and you're like, oh my God, I've been through that. Oh, I feel for this person. Oh, you poor thing. Oh, you idiot. Like, you just, emotional roller coaster.
Women and men are so different, aren't they? Theater, we just want to see people getting shot and blown
blood
up.
Blood and sex.
Yeah,
oh, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I like my fair share of blood and sex.
Yeah.
No, well, not blood and sex at the same time.
No.
But, you know.
But do any guys watch that show? Do you know one single guy that watches This Is Us?
No.
It's always girls.
Yeah.
Not true.
Well,
not
I don't know.
True.
I don't know anything.
Well, he's gay. He doesn't count. Never
okay. Exactly. That's my point.
Yeah.
All right. I'll give you that.
All right. Do you drink?
Yes. Okay. I used to be a server, so I drink more than I probably should.
All right. And let's see. What else do I want to know?
Well, what do you drink? What's your...
So my parents make fun of me. They call me an 80-year-old white man because my favorite drink is a Tom Collins or a gin and tonic. So...
My God, that is weird.
Isn't it?
Tom Collins.
Isn't it?
How'd you start drinking those?
So I was a server, started out as a server, and then when I turned 21, they're like, hey, let's go to this bar up the street. And I was like, all right, it's within walking distance. Sure. We go in, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I don't know. Like, I'm freshly 21. What am I going to drink? And so I went with a vodka lemonade, which was a very bad idea. Because the hangover from all of that sugar is very slow.
And it upsets your stomach.
No, not at the time.
No.
Oh. No, it's not until later. And I was like, I got to change this up. But dark liquor scares me. Like, I've had bad stories after dark liquor. So I was like, all right, light liquor it is. The bartender was like, well, let's start you off light. He gave me a Tom Collins. And I was like, I can
get
with this.
It.
And then I started drinking like gimlets and gin and tonic. And so now gin is my mixed drink and tequila shots.
All right.
Okay. I'm not afraid of tequila.
Wow. So
party girl.
A lot to handle.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say all of that now.
All right. I don't have pictures of her up right now at roverradio.com because normally Charlie does the pictures. And I don't think that. Did you put them in?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, they're in?
Well,
okay.
Right.
So I can put those up.
All right.
Jess is 23 years old. She's 5'4" and 3/4".
And 3/4".
125 pounds. She is honest, though. She did. We have like on our little thing that you fill out. It's like a little scroll wheel, so you to select your height. She did put 5'4", her actual height on there, even though she's 5'4" and 3/4". She didn't put 5'5".
My driver's license says 5'5".
Well,
because the lady at the DMV was like, "Ah, it's close enough. We'll lie up."
I like how you put the 3/4" in there. That is funny. She has brown eyes. Hair color, it says burgundy.
Because I chickened out. My hair, actually, like the back of it, I don't know if you can see it. There is burgundy in it.
Okay.
My hair from the roots is dark brown.
Okay.
I dyed my hair, but I chickened out bleaching it because I had to lighten it first. And I was like, I don't want to burn my hair. So the back is a whole lot lighter. And so when I put the color in, it almost looks like an ombre.
Okay.
And it looks like it was on purpose. It's great. But like the front where my roots are mostly at,
doesn't look bad. Doesn't right?
Oh, she's cute, very cute.
Yeah.
Oh well, thank you.
She's got glasses on. Makes her look very smart.
Oh, studious.
That's a lie.
Yes.
Well, okay, not true. I was on my high school robotics team, so I'm a little nerdy. But this, the smarts that I have are useless facts.
She made a telerobotic dildo. Spent all that time.
Robotics. Ah, who told you?
Yeah, you can remote control it. All right. If you think you would be a good match for Jess, and by the way, her pictures, we'll put them up. But you can watch on RMGTV at RoverRadio.com or with the Rover Radio app. And we'll take your phone calls. If you think you would be a good match for her, give us a call. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. We will have some questions. She'll have some questions for you. And then she's going to pick one guy to take out on the date. We'll pay for the entire thing. We'll give you dinner. We'll give you a limo for the evening from Safe and Reliable Limos. And we'll be right back with your phone calls on the Thursday hookup. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Rover's Morning Glory has been an institution for over a decade. Ironically, that's where Rover found the other members of the show. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, Jess is here, this week's hookup party, and she wants to go on a date with you. You'll be able to call in and talk to her. She's going to pick one guy to take on the date. 866-YO-ROVER is the number. I would have put her pictures up, Dieter, but I don't know what Nads did with them.
He kept them for himself.
Yeah.
The perv.
He must have.
I'll move them over, Rover.
They're not in there. So
working on it.
All right. He's. I think he's in the weeds.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that hits too close to home. That's a server term.
It is.
All right, I don't think it's that bad in there.
Oh, no, it is. Look at him.
Yeah, he's going crazy back there, trying to answer the phones, trying to put these pictures in.
Sound effects.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, 866-YO-ROVER. She is 23 years old, 5'4", 125, brown hair, burgundy hair, brown eyes. She is a staff supervisor, whatever that means. It sounds very important. And she wants to go on a date with you. We'll give you dinner. We'll give you a limo for the evening from Safe and Reliable Limos. They have 24-hour service. Their website, safeandreliablelimos.com. Let's go to guy number one, Matt. You're on Rover's Morning Glory on the Thursday hookup. Good morning, Matt.
Yo, good morning.
Yo, tell us how old you are.
I'm 25.
All right. And what do you look like?
Brown hair, brown eyes, 6'2", 180 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Got a sleeve, tattoos.
Uh-huh.
And I got a short beard.
All right. Speaking of beards, I think mine's getting too long. It's really getting just crazy. This is the longest I've let it grow out. You don't think it's crazy? Just leave it?
The Greek gods have blessed your hair follicles. Just let it be.
Well, B2 told me, just leave the beard. I go, it's getting the thing. The problem with this is a new thing. I've never really let it grow out. You're eating or something. Stuff starts getting in your beard. It's gross.
I get stuff in my boobs, all right? At least you can get yours out. Well, I have to wait till I get
home.
But
that's hot.
For who?
For us.
For us.
Yeah.
Okay,
anything
listen.
That falls in there.
Like I can just imagine you like licking an ice cream cone and like just little drips of ice cream going
vanilla
right down.
Ice cream, right?
Vanilla ice cream right down your boobs.
No, because then it's sticky and uncomfortable all the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. And if it's hot, then you just get this smell of putrid dairy. Mm-hmm. It's nice for you guys in the moment. It's really...
All right, let's see. What do you do for a living, Matt?
I'm a manager at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, all right, at Chuck E. Cheese. Okay, all right.
Oh, how do you deal with those animatronics?
I usually put that on everybody else.
Smart man.
All right. Jess, what do you want to know about guy number one, Matt?
All right, Matt. What techniques do you use to last longer in bed?
Huh.
techniques. I could really be a full-fledged porn star if I needed to.
Oh,
I'm like
really?
On command with that stuff.
Really? So you can just you can last as long as you want.
I can. I have no special techniques. I just know what moves to make and the right time to make them.
Uh-huh. Dean, are you buying this?
No. No guy has complete control, man. If you say that, you're going to finish in 10 seconds.
Now, do you use any techniques, Dieter? I know that I've talked to people. They talk, I think about my old dead grandma's bones or stuff like
that. Yeah, I've tried that thing about my
prolong
grandma.
Prolong yourself.
It doesn't work. What I do, and you hate it, is the stop and start. You got to stop. And then start back up, stop. Yeah, because, dude, if you try to mentally, I'm not able
to. The other thing that's bad about that, if you really are trying to prolong, and so you're thinking of something that is supposedly a turnoff, like your grandma.
Old balls.
The thing that could then equate in your mind a response the next time you see old balls or your grandma.
Money shot.
You're conditioned to think of orgasm,
right?
And so your grandma or staring at old balls could
all
really
right,
get you
love,
going.
Calm down.
No, I cramp my foot. I curl my foot like that, and so it cramps up. So I do. I relate that to sex. I'm like, sometimes I don't want to have sex because it's painful.
Yeah, how can you?
But wait,
pain is
sometimes good though. Don't discount it.
Not a foot cramp. That's never good.
Yeah, all right, I'll give you that.
What kind of pain are you into?
Every now and then, a little violence is acceptable. Mm-hmm. You know that whole rule: never hit a woman.
Mm-hmm.
There's
well, when you say never hit, I mean, how, what are you, smack in the face, spank? What are you, how far could you take it?
I mean, you know, don't full on, you know, left jab, but, you know, make it interesting.
Spanking?
Have you
Absolutely.
Seen this video of this baseball player?
That was so hard to watch.
I tell you too, there's this baseball player, there's video, maybe we'll play it later. And he gets in a stairwell. It's security camera footage of this guy. He's a minor league baseball player. He beats his girlfriend silly, right?
Like you wouldn't believe. I mean
it's weird because you don't really see this. You know, you hear about people beating their wives or whatever. You just don't see it. You don't, we've seen some surveillance videos and whatnot. But this was, oh, man, I wanted to kill this guy. It was just so...
violent.
It really was.
Over and over again, just beating her.
Right.
Man.
And she did nothing. I mean,
what are you supposed to do?
Our reaction was just to basically do nothing, right? She didn't run away. She didn't do anything. It's a crazy video. But anyhow, you're okay with that. All right.
I mean, not in the stairwell, but...
just in the bedroom. What about stuff like those? So you like to be what? You say pain is okay. Give me an example. What are you into?
I mean, so a guy that I dated once would get so into it that he would slap me.
Mm-hmm.
And one time he actually left a red mark on my face, which is hard to do when you're this dark.
Yeah.
It's not like you where there's a little bit of paleness.
No, you can just touch me and I turn red.
Yeah, no, there was a red mark. And listen, I found it afterwards. So it had been there a while and mm-hmm. lightened up. So, mm-hmm. and even that.
But you were into it at the time.
At the time, yeah. And then thinking back on it, I was like, oh my God. God, what kind of person am I?
Yeah, how horrible am I?
Yeah.
Getting beat down like a dog.
Wow.
All right, what else do you want to know about guy number one, Matt?
All right, Matt, pretend I'm a priest. What's the worst sin you have to confess to?
Well, there was a time when in my younger years where I serviced myself in a Burger King bathroom.
What? You could have had higher standards and at least went to Wendy's.
I had to do it. That's where I was. I was blue balled in the parking lot.
Oh, no. So you're making out with a chick or whatever in the parking lot?
Well, we went out on a date. You know, we both had some drinks, and, you know, she hit me with the I'm a virgin, and I don't do this, and I got to be home, and blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, she lived, like, right behind the Burger King, so she walked home. I was kind of pissed off. I went in to go get a sandwich. And I was like, hey, you know, nobody's in here. Why not?
You had to relieve yourself. Like,
he serviced himself?
Service. Well, he diddled him. I mean, right. He
Right, himself, Dieter.
Yeah, I'm thinking he's flexible and he took himself.
No, 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 not service like he got on his knees for himself.
Oh, okay, it sounded like that's what he meant.
No, he meant that he's, you know, released.
Okay.
Nah, so we're not removing ribs to combat blue balls.
That's a real thing, blue balls. I mean, you don't have to deal with it now as an adult male, but when I was a teenager, there were a couple of times where you get all worked up and you get no action. I remember laying in a fetal position on the floor of my friend's kitchen because I was making out with some girl, and then it ended, and oh, man, that pain. You ever had blue balls, Dieter?
Yes, yeah.
All right, listen, just girls aching. Go through something very similar, all right? We get this little heartbeat.
Uh-huh.
It's like this throbbing heartbeat in the midst of all of our stuff. So it's we don't get away with it. We have consequences,
it's
too.
It's throbbing, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah, listen, ask any girl.
Your heart doesn't hurt like a guy's scrotum.
No, I'm not saying our heartbeat. I'm talking about lady bitch heartbeat.
Else.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Right, mm-hmm. Right.
It's not as bad as a guy.
What's the worst sin you have to confess to, Jess?
so glad my mom doesn't listen. So I went out with a guy once, and I'm kind of embarrassed about this. The date was going terribly. And I called my mom, or I texted my mom, and I was like, hey, call me in like 2 minutes to get me out of this. And she did, because, you know, my mom's the greatest. And the guy was like, oh, I forgot my wallet. And I was like, well, looks like you busting suds. And so I pay for the meal, which I worked at the restaurant we went to.
Uh-huh.
All of my coworkers made fun of me for it after.
So this guy, what a move. I forgot my wallet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you paid for the dinner.
Sadly.
I love this.
I then had to take him home because he didn't have a car or a driver's license.
Uh-huh.
And I forgot to tip our server, who I worked there, so I got so much crap for it. And so the next day when I went into work, and everybody's all up in arms because it's terrible. You're in the industry. Why did you? And I was like, you know what? I had to blow fun out of my behind last night. You can blow that tip out of yours. And I felt so bad that I wound up tipping him, like just randomly giving him like a 35% tip on it. And the next time when he came in to work, he was joking about not tipping me. And I really thought he wasn't going to. So I may or may not have stuck my finger in his deviled egg.
Oh, boy.
May or may not have. And I mean, the restaurant is closed now.
Okay.
I'm not a server anymore.
Okay.
And I'd never done it before or since. I just feel like you shouldn't mess with people's food. But I was so upset.
You were
like,
mad.
This was escape plan. I pulled the ripcord real hard, real fast. And I was panicking.
I love it. Like, you didn't tip this guy, and then he jokes about not tipping you, and you mess with his food.
Well, I did tip him. I gave him 35%.
After
you got made fun of.
Right.
Well, okay, but he also didn't have to claim this.
You into this.
He didn't have to claim this money. Uh-huh. There were no taxes on this 35% of this check.
Uh-huh.
And I worked at a high-end place, so it wound up being like $35, $40.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just like, bruh, you put me through so much. Screw you and your deviled egg.
Mm-hmm.
I think I stuck my finger in it, and there was a piece of bacon left, and I was like, I'm eating this piece of bacon. You forfeited this piece of bacon. Yeah.
All right. So she confessed to that sin. That's the worst, your worst sin.
Well, for me, because like, you know, food is my favorite pastime. You don't mess with people's food. So for me, that's pretty, like, I've never really, I mean, like, at 5, I think I stole a pack of gum.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that doesn't count, though.
All right. One last question for guy number one.
All right. So, Matt, what position could you not live without, and which move would you be willing to give up for food?
For good, not for food.
She really is her favorite.
I had food on my mind. Leave me alone.
All right. Which position do I like the best would probably have to be. I like being on top with the legs over the shoulders. You know. Like,
oh, so you need a gymnast. All right.
Pile driver, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. I gotta get my leg room in.
Jess, what about you? What move or what position could you give up?
Could I give up? I could definitely give up me on top. My legs get tired. I ran track, so I've got arthritis. My knees can't take that.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes in, and I'm just like, all right, we're done with everything. I'm too tired.
What's your favorite position?
I kind of like it from behind.
You like it? All right.
Like, there's just, nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with it because it gives you more versatility. Get in there, get a nice hair pull, you know, a nice slap.
She likes being spanked, having the hair pulled, told that she's a dirty slut, all of that.
All right, listen, but buy me dinner first.
You have to be nice first. All right. Yeah, that's the key to your heart and to get into your pants is a nice dinner.
You know, and good conversation doesn't hurt.
You know, people don't go out. I've talked to many, many women on this show. They don't go out on dates. Like, guys don't take them out to dinner.
Yeah, no,
they don't,
screw
they
that.
Don't, they, all they do is say, come over.
No,
and let's watch
absolutely
a movie.
Not. See, here's my thing. So my mom was really conservative when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. Like, she, like, drilled into my head, like, your virginity is precious. My precious. Yeah. And I'm just like, all right, sure. And I was actually almost 20 when I lost my virginity.
Wow.
Yeah.
Almost 20 years old.
Almost 20, 3 months away. And, so I was just like, all right, this is, my body is a temple. Mm. I am worth so much. And then like, I started having sex and I was like, but I waited this long for this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is this? And so, you know, I was like, all right, well, you know, I'm agree with my mom that I'm not just going to let any, you know, anybody, and it's not open for any Tom, Dick, and Harry. But like, I'm not gonna be like, oh, we have to wait 3 years.
Did
I want to
you
know
tell your mother immediately
no.
that? No,
she found out on accident. Actually,
how'd she find out on accident?
I think a year or two later, the boyfriend that I was with, I pulled my April Fool's joke was to make him think I was pregnant. One of my coworkers at the time was like 7 months pregnant, so I had her do a pregnancy test, and I was like, I was late, and like, I was telling her about why I was laughing so hard. And she goes, "So you're having sex, Sessy?" And I went, "Oh, I guess that
so
is."
She didn't know.
She didn't know. Wow. She didn't. I did really well at hiding it. She did see a hickey one time, and I got this whole, "Oh, that's the mark of a whore, and you're better than this." Uh-huh. And I just got really good at my neck makeup skills.
All right. Now, are you close with your mother?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Like I said, she's my wingman. Whenever I go on a date, I'm like, oh, I'm going out with this guy. You know, it's probably going to be crap, but here we go.
Yeah.
When I get back, she and I talk about it. We went out to celebrate my promotion to supervisor. That's how she wound up hooking me up with this.
With the guy, the felon. Uh-huh.
And she was like, well, you know, I want some grandkids. And I'm like, you've got grandkids. She's like, no, they live out of town. You are closer. I need grandkids.
Oh, boy.
Well, see, I've got three older brothers. I'm the favorite.
Uh-huh.
And I've got three older brothers. And my middle brother, who would theoretically be next to have kids, is in New York. And she's like, you're the closest. I need grandkids before I die. So she's all for me dating, mm-hmm. but conservatively.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's like, you need to know this person inside and out before you. I'm like, she tells me all the time how her and my dad were together for a year, I think she said, before anything happened. Yeah.
Now, yeah. Have you talked to your dad about that?
I have not, but my dad, he goes ashen gray anytime he hears anything remotely related to it. Uh-huh. Like, I feel like before I moved out, I feel like he was very uncomfortable with even seeing my underwear in the laundry. Like, this man,
He wasn't. No. You think he really waited a year, Dieter?
That's a long time.
That is a long time, isn't
they
it?
They say that, but
I know. It's just like parents tell you that they didn't smoke weed and that kind of stuff.
Right.
You're like, really? You didn't smoke weed?
Which is really interesting because my mom magically was able to produce a blunt when we found out that it could help anxiety.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, well, I don't want you taking these pharmaceuticals. I know a guy. Let me make a call. 12 hours later, she's like, here, smoke this.
So how was she able to
I didn't question it.
Uh-huh.
I just know that my mom knows some people that know some people that have an interesting past.
Mm-hmm. So you smoke weed for anxiety?
I don't. I have smoked in the past, but I stopped because I learned that there is a such thing as too high.
Mm. What'd you do?
I felt my esophagus. I was literally sitting there and I felt the entire length of my throat and I was like, I don't like this. What if my involuntary muscle movements become voluntary and my heart stops beating?
So you freaked yourself out, essentially.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And it was only like the third or fourth time, so it wasn't even that much. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I can't do this. I'm done.
Jess is here. She's 23 years old, 5'5", 5'4 and 3/4, 125 pounds. you can watch on RMG TV to see what she looks like. You know what? I'm way behind. Can we keep these guys on hold here for a minute, Neds? Because I got to take a break.
Sure.
Am I that far behind?
You're one behind. I know that.
I'm way behind? Okay. All right. Normally, I don't take a break in the middle of the hookup, but I'm behind, so I've got to get a break in. So let me come back with guys 2 and 3 right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Rover says he threw out his shoulder while vacuuming.
What a pussy Rover is.
But it turns out it was from carrying Doogie for years.
Why am I on the show then?
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, Jess is here. This week's hookup hottie. She is 23 years old. She has brown eyes, brown and burgundy hair, 125 pounds. 5'5". She's a staff supervisor. And she wants to go out on a date with you. We'll give you dinner. We'll give you a limo for the evening from Safe and Reliable Limos. Jess, I didn't even ask. Are you into black guys? Are you into white guys? What are you into?
See, I don't have a preference. I did get told yesterday, one of the people that comes in that I was talking to, at work, and I was talking to one of my coworkers, and my coworker started flirting, and one of the guys was like, "Oh, I see you playing in the snow," and I had never heard that before. But no, I don't have a preference, you know. Just, you know, don't be a pushover, because otherwise, I will probably break you.
All right. So, what do you? The last guy that you dated, the guy that was a bum in October.
Yeah.
Was that a black guy or a white guy?
He was a black guy.
He was a black guy. Yeah. That bum.
You know, I don't even think it had anything to do with his color, because I met some pretty bummy white guys. Actually, used to kind of sort of date a guy. I think he was Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the worst.
He was the biggest bum?
Not even a bum. He was just a terrible human being.
Why were you dating him then?
Well, I didn't find out until afterwards. Like, we used to work together, but you know, you don't crap where you eat. So it wasn't until after he left that we started hanging out. And I was like, wow, you're awful.
What was so bad about him?
He was so stuck on himself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you're kind of attractive, but let's be honest, you kind of smell. It's one of those old people phrases that I've gotten from my mom. He had like sweet funk. Sweet funk. Uh-huh. Like, he wasn't the best smelling, but he put cologne on anyway. And I'm just like, that's nice, nasty.
Okay. If you think you would be a good match for Jess, give me a call. 866-YO-ROVER. I do have a guy ready to go. Guy number 2, Kyle. You're on Rover's Morning Glory on the Thursday hookup. Good morning, Kyle.
Rover.
Yo. Tell us.
Peter.
Yo.
Tell us how old
no
you are.
No, Jess?
I am 25.
No, Jess. Just.
Hello.
There. Yeah.
There we go. Hello, now late. I feel better. Thanks.
How old were you, Kyle? I'm sorry.
25.
All right. What do you look like?
6'1", brown hair, green eyes, no tattoos, and no facial hair.
Okay. And what do you do for a living, Kyle?
I am a foreman for a construction company.
All right. Jess, what do you want to know about guy number 2, Kyle?
All right, Kyle. So I'm an auditory person. I like a guy that can vocalize his excitement for 15 seconds. Turn me on with your best moaning.
Jess. My God, don't stop, please.
Don't ask.
Just you want him to tell you.
Don't say please. That's my line.
All right, Jess. Do you vocalize? Are you a vocal person?
I feel like if I share everything right here and now, what's that going to leave them to be excited about?
So you're trying to.
This is a one-sided road here. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm learning about them. They'll learn about me later.
I think you're a dirty talker.
I like to.
She's
hear
very
it.
Verbose, isn't she?
Yeah, there's something there.
I like to hear it. I just, you know, I'm focusing on other stuff and my words don't always work.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know for a fact that I had neighbors that hated me.
Why is that? Because you were too loud?
Yeah.
Like screaming.
Like, I always felt bad. So, okay, I live in a duplex and the people upstairs that used to live there, they don't live there anymore. they had the worst behaved kids in the world. Mm-hmm. And like, they're constantly running up and down the stairs, yelling at each other, banging on walls. And so I would have revenge sex.
Ah.
My boyfriend and I at the time, I'd be like, it's tonight. We're going to make these kids question what they know to be true.
So you just yell and scream, F me harder.
Well, so I just don't hold back anymore. Like, mm-hmm. normally I have some respect for the fact that they're children, you know? Mm-hmm. You don't want... But then I was like, these people don't have respect for the fact that somebody lives up under them. Screw it.
So you're loud.
Yeah, just let go. Just, yes.
Okay. What else do you want to know about guy number two, Kyle?
So, Kyle, what's your favorite month of the year and why?
Well, isn't it obvious? July. Roverfest.
Oh, all right. Yes.
I'm not buying it. Yes. That was
it's everyone's favorite
plug.
Month. Yeah. I paid him for that.
This year.
Have you been to Roverfest, Kyle?
I have not. And I heard you guys only have one more.
It's my favorite month, but I've never been there. Never yeah. been to Roverfest.
It is.
I'm a busy man.
It is an event, I'll tell you. Jess, have you ever been to Roverfest?
I've not. Heard really good stories about it, though.
You've got to go.
All right. Well, I mean, if I've been on the show, I feel like it's
oh, we give free tickets to everyone, right, if they come on the show.
It is happening. There is a Roverfest this year.
I'm working on it. I'm planning on doing a Roverfest this year.
Well, Doja makes it seem like it's so much work she's done so far.
Yeah, I don't know what she's done. She hasn't done anything. She's running around like a chicken with her head cut off. You know how she does work. It's busy work.
Right.
It's just she came in. Don't even get me started.
Here we go. Here
she is.
Let's do it.
I go, Douche, just back off, will you? I mean, she goes and talks to the program director of the country radio station. It's like,
yeah.
I need a band for Roverfest.
No, I didn't go down there, you jackass.
Yes, a country band.
No.
I go, Douche, I go, come on. Give me a
no,
break.
I didn't ask him for a country band.
I didn't say you asked him for a country band. You asked him.
I just, no, I
not
said
not even
I
that. That might have even made sense to me if she asked the country program director for a country band.
No,
but
I
no,
asked
she's
him
like,
for help.
I just need, any band, rock bands, and like.
Anything? Him?
I don't get
and
that.
And he gave me a great, two great leads.
Who? Give me one.
For help.
Give me
no,
one
people
lead.
That will help
and
you.
And I told her, I said, do not talk to these people. I'm in the middle of negotiations right now with various bands. I don't need you calling people up and God knows
but
what
I am
she's
freaking
do.
Out.
Well, don't worry about it. If it happens, it happens.
But what if
it
doesn't? We have to do Roverfest.
You know?
And this is it. We're done after this because I can't keep going
she
through
keeps
this.
Saying that, too.
We
she
are done.
That 2 years
she's
ago.
The one no. that, she's the one that says that. I'm not saying
yes,
that.
Yes, I
she
am.
She is.
This is our last Roverfest. 10 and done.
It might be yours.
That's fine. Yeah. 10 and done.
Okay, all right. So.
Done.
I don't know why she goes around saying that. And I've told
her.
I said, stop saying that.
Yeah, because no. every year she says
it. Because what if it's not? What if I want to do it again? I don't want to be an idiot and say we're not doing another one. So shut up with that.
It's a reunion tour then.
Just be
reunion
quiet.
Reunion Roverfest.
Just douche, please.
RRF.
That doesn't even make any sense.
You don't
what
make
reunion
sense.
Are we having? It's ridiculous.
Retire it and then bring it back 5 years from now.
I might bring it back next year.
Oh,
I want to have the option
see if we can get
available.
This year.
And so she's yeah. running around saying, it's the last one. It's
is.
The last one. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not.
It is.
But I don't go around talking about it. And if it is, it is. If it's not,
it
big
is.
Deal. Yeah.
Done.
I mean,
she's done.
You're done.
Let's get back to Jess.
Right.
Please.
One last question here for guy number two, Kyle.
Oh, I was enjoying you guys fight like cats and dogs, but if we have to.
Oh, we can do that all morning. Stick around after the show. You can hear it all day.
All right, Kyle. So how often sure. do you enjoy a tossed salad?
Oh.
Well, not many people are willing to do that, but I don't know. As much as I can get it, I guess.
Like two? To yourself or to others?
Well, not to himself.
Oh, my
no.
gosh.
No,
we're
I mean,
not removing
a girl
wait,
doing
no,
it to
no,
him.
No, no, no,
does he enjoy receiving it or giving? What's the question?
I think it was,
I think it takes the right girl to get it from me, if you know what I'm saying. I do not receive any of that stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm
so
not giving.
He's only a giver.
You're only, see, so
right, I'm
you'll only do that to a girl. You won't let a girl do that to you.
Yeah, no, I just, I think that's, just for me. I don't want anyone doing anything back there.
See, I'm okay with that. I'm not. Yeah,
do you enjoy it, Jess?
That is no. That is a one-way street. We're staying as far away from there as possible.
You haven't had a guy do that to you?
Those are repressed memories.
So he did. So a little toss salad action.
Found out my cousin's watching. I don't think I should tell this story.
Your cousin. Might as well.
You already started it.
Right.
Don't worry. Your cousin's a slut. Don't worry.
Well, I mean, he's married with three kids.
Oh, it's a hey.
So.
Oh, wow.
But no, I had a guy that was, he was definitely a butt guy. And I was like, well, this was my first serious relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, I mean, we're trying first. Let's try some other stuff. And I was like, sure. I was naive and young. And
You weren't into any of that stuff. No.
It's such a weird sensation.
Uh-huh.
Like when you're used to that being used for one thing and one thing only, you start changing it up. It gets weird.
I mean, you could say that about the other part too, in front. I mean, for your whole life, for almost 20 years, you used that for one thing.
No. I said there were no other people there. I knew what it was for.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, she was using it, Robert.
I see. Okay.
I was very selfish with it.
When did you start doing that? How old were you with that? Sixth or seventh grade is when you had your awakening.
Because I was homeschooled from fifth to eighth grade, and it was somewhere I was spending a lot of time on the computer,
mm-hmm.
and I accidentally stumbled upon something. Right.
What'd you find?
I don't even remember, honestly.
Because you must remember. I remember the first porno magazine that I have. It was Chasey Lane, or maybe not the first one that I got, but I remember like early ones and. I remember the poses, even.
I remember my first search. The first time I purposely found it, I remember that. When I accidentally was like, but I think it was like some anime stuff. The first accidental one, I was looking for, because I'm a big nerd, mm-hmm. love Sailor Moon. And I was looking for Sailor Moon stuff. And I was like, that's not how they normally look. What's happening here? And next thing I know, I'm like, I think I like girls.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So Sailor Moon anime porno. All right. And then that aroused something.
What
was your first search?
It started. It prompted it. And so that was the first accidental one. And then, you know, it kind of snowballs. You start clicking and you go down the rabbit hole. Mm. And then I was like, oh. And so my first search, I don't remember exactly what it was, but I know it was definitely some girl stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
so you like girls?
Yes.
So have you been with women then?
One.
Just one.
Just one.
And how old were you when that happened?
This was like last year.
Okay, last year. And did you date this girl or was this like a one-off?
It's complicated.
What do you mean by this? What happened? It's got to be some weird-ass story.
It is a weird-ass story. I met a guy. We started talking. And then he was like, this is my friend. And the three of us were hanging out. Uh-huh. And next thing I know, I'm in the middle of a threesome.
Oh, yeah. Well, he planned that. I mean, he's not an idiot.
No, she did.
Because
she and I talked about it afterwards. This was like they talked about it. And she was like, I'd be down for this to be a thing. I was the only one that wasn't 100% of it. Like, we talked about it in passing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, hey, this might happen. Oh, ha, ha, ha. And then it did happen. And I was like, oh.
And did you like it?
He got in the way.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'd be having fun. The next thing I know, there's a penis.
It right in your face. Well, he wants some, too. Yeah.
No, I'm focused. Leave me alone. I have a task at hand.
See, this is why I don't watch girl-on-girl porn.
Because you're
these girls wouldn't want me involved. You know what I mean?
You can't relate. You're not in the picture.
Right. All right. Let me go to our final guy here for Jess, this week's hookup hottie. She is 23 years old, 5'5", 125 pounds. She has brown eyes, brown and burgundy hair. She has the librarian glasses, target practice glasses. Yeah, you use those for target practice.
All right, listen.
Don't take those off.
Listen, I normally wear my contacts, but, you know, I'm balling on a budget right now. Couldn't afford to buy them, so I'm specs right now. Leave me alone.
All right. Yeah, it's guys like that, don't they, dear?
Love the glasses.
Yeah.
Listen, and I wore the small ones. I have a pair that's bigger because I got them.
Big,
buy
nerdy
one, get
ones?
One free.
Well, yeah, you like are into Sailor Moon and that kind of stuff, yeah. So I can only imagine.
It gets pretty bad. Like, I still have my robotics paperwork. Like, I'm... Also, shameless plug here, there is a video on YouTube of my robotics competition that I am very proud of to this day.
What did you build?
So we were in the first robotics competition, which is like this national competition. And it was, I think, 10th grade in high school. We built this robot. We named him Bob, Big Omnipotent Beast. Mm-hmm. It was great. And the game was called Keep Away, I think. And it was basically soccer with robots. And you got extra points if your robot could climb this tower. And there's a YouTube video with about 1,000 hits of our robot and the team we built an alliance with doing a double hang. So we got like triple points. It was great. Yeah.
Sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
Listen, the team number is 3356.
3356. All right. There you go.
Everyone just hung up, Rover.
You know what? That's a sign. If you can't handle the dirty,
like,
I don't want
to toss salad and diddling herself for the first time. All right. Let's see. Guy number three is Jesse. Good morning, Jesse.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, tell
That's
us.
It's going to be weird. Jess and Jesse.
Jess and Jesse.
All right. You got to work extra hard, Jesse.
Or you just have to change your name for the night, Jesse.
Right.
What? How tall are you? I mean, how old are you and what do you look like?
I am 30 years old, 5'8", 140 pounds, hazel eyes, brown hair, got a goatee going on.
Okay.
Standard
build.
You
sound like a country boy.
He is a country
boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about it.
What do you do for a living?
Driver and a musician.
You what?
I'm a truck driver and a musician.
A truck driver and a musician.
Oh, that means all you're right. Out of town a lot. I don't know how I feel about that one. You got hoes in different area codes.
No, I wouldn't say that. I'm not much of a player, so.
Except when you're playing that guitar, right? Your six string or whatever your musician is.
I wish I could play an instrument. I can't, unfortunately.
I thought you were a musician.
I'm a rapper of sorts. We'll put it that way.
Oh goodness.
Okay.
Oh no.
Country rapper.
Yeah. He's gonna give us a SoundCloud at the end of this.
So what? Do you write your own material and stuff, Jesse?
I only spit what I write. I won't do anything anyone else is.
Sure.
Written,
right.
So.
Of course not. And do you have a stage
it's
name?
All my own. MC Pale Horse.
MC Pale Horse.
I'm sorry. I just what?
Bad start.
Hey, I get it. I get it a lot. It's a hobby, man. It's a hobby.
Like a hobby horse. Okay.
Oh.
All right. Jess, what do you want to know about Jesse?
Oh, why you picked that name? All right. So
that was my mom's fault. I can't. There's nothing I can do.
No, I already pulled the mom card.
Goes,
you don't get to use the mom.
Listens
thing.
To what his mom says.
Right.
Uh huh.
All right.
Young Thug, his mom said, you should be Young Thug.
Yeah.
Got it.
I don't know if I'd say that, but.
All right, Jesse. So if you could use any body part of mine for target practice, what would be your top three?
I would probably pick the chest, the belly, and probably the butt crack would be my choices.
Mm-hmm. What about the face? That's not like, that's
right?
Number one, right? For most guys.
That's good for porno and stuff, but I find it to be a little degrading.
Ah,
that's the point.
What?
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
You got to get over
as
that.
As long
dude.
As it's not in my hair, because you don't mess with a black woman's hair,
mm-hmm.
or in my eyes, because it burns.
Mm-hmm. We have the glasses for that.
No.
Yeah, you have to leave the glasses
no,
on.
Take,
right.
No, because then they get on. Bent. And listen, I have a crack in my old glasses. Because I don't know if I sat on them or if my face got pushed into something too hard, but there's a little crack, and I'm just, I can't, no.
Well, it's just, you need your own, like a special pair,
a
the F-me glasses.
Yeah, sex pair.
So, all right, well, you know, I'm going to let you guys pay for that pair of glasses, because,
uh-huh.
you know, like I said, I'm balling on a budget.
Uh-huh.
Buy one, get one free on these.
So money must be tight for you, huh?
It's not that it's tight. It's just trying to pay tuition and rent is difficult. It's just me. I don't have a roommate.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm trying to.
When you say you're paying tuition, you're in school too?
So I'm taking time off, but I am in school. I'm going for early childhood education.
Okay. All right. So what do you want to do with yourself?
So I've always joked and said that my dream job is just raising white people's kids for a living because they never want to raise theirs. But that I realize how bad that is because I want to move to New York, be a nanny.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my chances of doing that now are probably really slim.
Why?
But,
why not?
Because have you heard the things we've been talking about? Who wants that around their kids?
Please. Are you kidding me?
But, yeah, my dream job is just to work with kids. They're so much fun. I've been raising kids for 14 years.
Whose kids?
Other people's. I don't have kids.
Say?
I'm barely taking care of myself. Are you kidding me?
Right.
But no, I've been helping raise people's kids for 14 years. The oldest
and you
ones.
Love it.
Absolutely love it. They just turned 13 and 14 this month, actually.
If I have kids, I'll let you raise my kids because
well,
I'll tell
they're going to be spoiled, but very well behaved.
It is. It's too much work. It's a lot of work. I don't.
Which
have
is why the demand for a nanny. I'm going to get a job.
All right. All right. What else do you want to know about guy number three, Kyle?
All right, Kyle. So, Doogie gave up on a puppy after a week. Name something you regret giving up on in life.
Probably the military, because if I would have stayed in, I would, I'd only have 8 years until I could retire. That's probably my biggest regret.
What branch were you in? Kyle? Did he hang up?
No. Oh, Jesse. Did I say Kyle?
You've been messing me up.
Sorry. There's a guy that's right below him on the line called Kyle.
I'm
Jesse.
Following your cues. Yeah. You're messing me
Don't
up.
Listen to me, please.
I see.
Anyhow,
Jesse, right,
what branch of the military were you in?
I was in the Army for 9 years.
Okay. All right. What about you, Jess, that you regret giving up on something you regret?
I used to do gymnastics.
Mm-hmm.
I was really young when I started, and it was great. You know, I used to be able to do back bends and flips and stuff. I can still stand on my head.
Mm-hmm.
But I gave it up because I was not the best behaved child. And so my mom was kind of like, you really enjoy this. If you keep messing up, you know, we're going to take it away. I guess I called her bluff. Mm-hmm. And then when I got older and like past that stage of my life, I had the opportunity to go back and I was just like, but like now I'm just like, I see these people that are all flexible and they've got these great bodies. And I'm like, I could have had better legs.
Mm-hmm.
But I gave up on it, and now I trip over my own shadow.
Yeah.
So I probably should have stuck with it.
All right. One last question for Jesse. Not Kyle, for Jesse.
For Jesse. All right. Well, and see, this is going to help because, you know, we're talking about Jesse, the production guy. He apparently got laid even though he was a ceiling fan nerd. How old were you when your fan blade got oiled? So...
I was a little bit of a late bloomer. I was about 3 months after my 18th birthday.
I'm still later than you. I was almost 20.
So, all right. MC Pale Horse. Can I find that on the internet if I search for that?
I've already found a bunch.
Oh, you sure can. I would love that.
Snitch found some, apparently.
I don't know if there's bad words or anything, but there's a bunch on there.
There's some of them.
Uh-oh.
Are any clean?
Yeah, what's your best one?
My best one probably would be free shows.
Uh-oh.
What about
the shout out?
That's a good one, yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's got 16 views.
Oh. Hey-o.
Killing it.
The shout out?
It's the first one if you type in.
Oh, okay. Oh boy. All Uh-oh. Right. Let me Oh, this is going to be good, I think.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to influence her decision, though, so I don't want to play this.
Wait?
I'm
going
to wait. I'm going to wait, because I don't want her to see.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm going to do a Google search beforehand.
No, but once you make your pick for the date, then we can play this video.
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on the line, Jesse. All right, we're going to give Jess a few minutes to think about what guy she wants to take out on the date. Will it be MC Pale Horse? We'll have to find out. We'll come back. We'll quickly recap the three guys. And we'll find out who she picks right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Hey, Dieter.
Dieter.
He's got the biggest balls in radio.
You look like a skinny punk to me.
Too bad he's also got the smallest dick.
It's the opposite.
opposite of manliness.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, Jess is here this week's hookup potty, and let me quickly recap the three guys that she talked to. She's going to pick one to take out on the date. I'll pay for the entire thing. And her and the lucky guy get to go out to dinner. They'll also get a limo for the evening from Safe and Reliable Limos. They have 24-hour service, and they can take care of any event for you. Limos, Hummers, Navigators, excursions, different vehicles for you.
Yeah, St. Paddy's Day coming up. Yep. Perfect day for that.
Oh, yeah, we absolutely. 440-288-LIMO is the number. 440-288-5466 or safeandreliablelimos.com. All right. The first guy that she talked to was Matt, who's 25. He's a manager at Chuck E. Cheese. He says that he has complete control in the bedroom. He can go as long as he needs to. He could be a porn star,
oh, yeah,
he said.
I'm sure.
He once had to release himself in the bathroom of a fast food restaurant because he got blue balls in the parking lot, so he went into the bathroom and cranked one out. And he says that he loves him being on top with the legs up over his shoulders. That's his favorite position. Kyle is the second guy that she talked to. He's 25 years old. He works in construction. He moaned for 15 seconds trying to imitate how he sounds. His favorite month is July because of Roverfest, even though he's never been. And he is only a giver of tossed salads. And guy number three, Jesse, is 30. He's a truck driver and a rapper. Don't forget about that. He, in order of what he would like to use for target practice, her chest, her stomach, and her butt crack.
Oh, goodness.
Regrets giving up on the Army after 9 years, I think.
He did said. 9 years.
That's 9 years. What are you giving? I mean,
when they get the full retirement, you got to stay longer.
And 9 years is still a long time.
Yeah, that is a long time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he says that he finally got laid when he was 18 years old. I mean, is he losing? Is MC Pale Horse losing street cred?
What? With like, a name like that, I don't think he 18, had it.
Yeah, did he have the street cred to begin with? All right, Jess, you've had a few minutes to think about what guy you want to take out on the date. We'll give you dinner. We'll give you the limo from Safe and Reliable Limos. But first, tell me what guy you are not picking and why you are not picking.
So we got an 86, Matt.
Guy number one.
We got an 86.
Right off the bat. Why?
Yeah. Well, so when he said he had a sleeve, I was like, oh, okay, I can. But I'm sorry. But if you're desperate enough to do some stuff in a fast food bathroom, mm-hmm. like I get really what, but like everybody recycles. You had to have had somebody that you could call. Mm-hmm. Like that's.
So that was once you heard that, he's out.
Yeah.
All right.
He had a nice voice, though. I'll give him that.
Okay. That leaves it between guy number two, Kyle, and guy number three, Jesse. Who are you not going to pick and why?
See, this is the part where it gets tough. Because, mm-hmm. so, I liked Kyle's voice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I liked the twang that Jesse had.
Uh-huh. Like a little country accent.
I don't know what it is, but voice. That, I was like, so, my thing is, I like a little bit of an accent. I have Latino guys are my kryptonite.
Okay.
I feel like Kyle mostly called to talk to you as opposed to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to say no
so
to Kyle.
So he's out. What?
Yeah.
She's going with MC
I'm
Pale
going with
Horse.
MC Pale Horse.
Wow. Who would have guessed?
Yeah, I don't know.
And she can't change her mind once we play the video, right?
I don't think so.
Final answer.
All right. Now, I may have to dump some of this because I think there's a lot of F-bombs in
here,
I think. But let's listen to a little bit of MC Pale Horse.
That looks like some home production there.
It is. I don't think the production values are real super expensive. Let's hear this.
I just want to ride my bike and kick it all the time.
Oh, God. What have I done?
But I guess
this is what it's come to. Wish life wasn't rude and was cool, it would've come with lube. I'm only 27, so many people have come and gone, but within me, their spirits live on. This one's to feed G.
All right, there you go. There's a little bit of MC Pale Horse. What do you think?
Real Slim Shady, please stand up. Please stand up. I mean, you know, I'm a woman of my word.
And you're going to go out with
you
him
know
and you'll
what?
See how it...
So here's the thing. Hobbies don't dictate the person.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was a World of Warcraft nerd for a long time.
And robotics.
Yeah.
Robotics.
So,
you are so nerdy.
Yeah. Like, the next tattoo I'm getting is a nerdy tattoo.
What's it going to be?
So my next two, the one that I'm getting on my birthday, actually, is going to be a Sailor Moon tattoo. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, why not? And then the one after that is, I don't know if you guys watch Supernatural. But they
no.
have this symbol.
No,
and
we're cool.
Obviously. Yeah. But no, Supernatural has this, there's this symbol. It's the anti-possession symbol. And mm-hmm. I'm going to get it on my shoulder blade. My words aren't working. And I'm super excited about it.
Wow.
Did you ever meet any guys on World of Warcraft?
Funny story. I started playing because the guy I was dating at the time played all the time. And, like, so to the extent that if I wanted to spend time with him, I had to play World of Warcraft.
Hmm.
So I wasn't playing as a single person.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started playing this other game, but I was already obsessed with World of Warcraft. So I was playing without him.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to stop because my GPA and my wallet were both in agreement that this was not a good hobby for me to
Isn't
have.
This what Snitzer's son plays, World of
yes,
Warcraft?
Yes.
And he met a girl from Seattle, and, yeah. and he's meeting this woman.
Yeah,
and
he's her age.
Yeah, it must be nice.
Yeah. No. She wasn't a black. She was Asian, right?
She's Asian, yes.
Yeah, she was
Yeah,
Asian.
there aren't a lot of us.
Not a lot of black World of Warcraft players.
So here's the thing that I've learned is that nerds are kind of dirty.
Uh-huh.
And I don't mean like the good dirty. Like, there was one guy that used to play Magic the Gathering when mm-hmm. I was at CSU. The fourth floor was all the nerds.
That was the Magic the
it
Gathering
It was the Magic the Gathering,
floor?
Like the card uh-huh. game. And one of them, we weren't sure if it was chocolate or crap. And we had to question it because it was on the back of his pants.
Mm-hmm.
But it was there for like 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't doing laundry. Mm-hmm. He always had this faint odor.
Mm-hmm.
And the weird thing is that he wasn't the worst one in the group.
Mm.
So like the nerdier you are, I feel like
the
there's
less
gotta be
you
balance.
Take care of yourself.
I feel like maybe
but
you grow out
you're,
of it.
You're clean, right?
Oh,
I mean, you're
yeah.
nerd. You're very yeah. nerdy.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Uh-huh. Like, I'm about as nerdy as they come. But like.
But you have good hygiene.
Oh, God, yes. Like, one of the things that really bothers you gotta smell good.
Uh-huh.
Of all the things, if you don't smell nice, I don't like sweet funk.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you like guys? Do they have to? What do you like them? Do you like the natural smell? Do you like cologne? Do you like just deodorant smell?
I mean, different people pull off different smells. Like, if you've just come in from cutting the grass, you expect a little bit of a smell. And that's hot because, like, you earned that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if you're just walking through Macy's smelling like you just got off a cattle ranch, mm-hmm. we got a problem.
Well, let us know how it turns out.
Let us know how he smells.
MC Pale Horse.
Right. The other Slim Shady.
Yeah. Good luck on your date.
Well, thank you.
Let us know how this turns out. And if, I mean, this could be an exciting date, Dieter. MC Pale Horse.
It could be a marriage.
All right.
All right, now, calm
Jess,
down.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Ladies, if you want to get on the Thursday hookup, go to roverradio.com. You can sign up right there on the homepage under the show tab. There is a link that says the hookup, and then there you click this, get on the hookup, you send us your info, send us a photo, and maybe you can come into the studio and talk to guys and pick one to take out on a date, and we'll pay for the entire thing. What a lovely girl. I liked her.
She's a talker.
She was a talker.
Uh-huh.
Good looking. I mean, I think we saw her probably at her worst, Dieter. I bet when she goes out at night.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you she's looking really good.
Yeah, she had a tight body.
All right. Well, MC Pale Horse, don't blow it, my friend. We will be back in just a moment. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., well, we're running late. Hopefully, we're still on. You can continue listening or watching at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. And for everyone else, we'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. J.
Jeffrey gets mad because his wife thinks of other men during sex.
I choked my wife out just for cheating on me.
Well, Jeffrey, it's hard not to think about them when they're pounding her out.
Whatever.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
All right. The Shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, dude?
Oh, my God. I have an award-winning Shizzy coming up.
I mean, she has no clue what's
No, I do. There's a huge scandal. I know we've done a lot of scandals today. ESPN, the president, remember how he was, he resigned suddenly? Well, now we might know why.
Oh, really? I haven't seen it. But I thought this was suspicious at the time.
A lot of people did. Now we know there's a little
bit
more to this.
There's something
story.
More, huh? Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll get to that in just a moment. Charlie, our sound effects guy, is in Austin, Texas. For South by Southwest. He's been going to that for the past few years. So if you're wondering where he is, that's where. So you haven't been hearing any sound effects. But that's a normal day. Yeah. Has anyone noticed?
Good show. No Doogie, no Charlie sound effects.
All right. Are you ready for the Shizzy Doogie?
Sure.
Here we go.
Hit a Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
If I were to say the name Morgan Roof. What would you think?
Morgan who?
Roof.
Roof? R?
O-O-F.
I don't know. Who's that? I don't know.
Do you know Dylan Roof?
Dylan Church Roof shooter. Is yes. The shooter, mass shooter.
He's a bad, bad seed. Uh-huh. Well, his sister is just as damn rotten.
Really?
Yes.
She's a rotten.
Yes. Her name is Morgan. She was charged with possession of weapons on school grounds. She's 18 years old. She is the sister of the Charleston church shooter, Dylan Roof. And she apparently posted a threatening message to her Snapchat. I hope it's a trap and y'all get shot. She said this about the national school walkout. She then singled out black protesters saying, "We know it's fixing to be nothing but black people walking out anyway." Roof was released on $5,000 bond, but is not allowed to return to the school. So her, obviously her posts were alarming because of her brother's racist history as well. And her brother is on, currently on death row.
What a effed up family.
Well, they're the product of.
Of what?
Of their family.
Ass wipes?
Yeah. I mean, you don't just decide, oh, hey, I'm going to be a racist. It's you hear it, you learn it. It's part of your surroundings. So she has been banned from school. Let's do the ESPN story. So John Skipper was the dude that we had talked about. He was forced to resign at ESPN after he was extorted by a person he bought cocaine from.
Oh.
That's what he revealed in a bombshell interview with The Hollywood Reporter. So his departure
Why would you quit over that? I mean, so what? He bought some cocaine. Big deal.
You're the president of ESPN.
I mean, how much cocaine? Are we talking about kilos or just a little bit of cocaine?
ESPN is Disney, ABC.
I know, I get it, but what do you think? I mean,
you take a six-month sabbatical, then you get back to the job.
Right.
But this was in the middle of the Time's Up Me Too movement, so that's what everyone was thinking. Because he did claim substance abuse problems, but everyone was thinking he was sexually harassing. But this is...
This is huge.
So he bought some coke and someone said, I'm going to tell you, unless you pay me money, I'm going
to
tell
Yeah, according to ESPN. The interview, he says that they threatened me and I understood immediately that the threat put me and my family at risk and this exposure would put my professional life at risk as well. He said, quote, I foreclosed that possibility by disclosing the details to my family. And then when I discussed it with Bob Iger, he and I agreed that I had placed the company in a horrible position, and as a result, I should resign. So that's why he resigned. So it was some type of extortion plot, and it was about cocaine. He said, I never did cocaine at work. I never did it at ESPN. Never did any of that.
But, so. I mean, it wouldn't shock me that someone in the television industry is doing cocaine.
Ooh, I bet a lot of people there are.
I mean.
See, youth, I don't know. Maybe I'm just naive. Like that, you've said that before.
Do you think people in radio, do you think they do cocaine?
I guess I don't think about it. To be perfectly honest with you, like talent.
This is like when Doogie freaked out about Charlie smoking weed at the iHeart Music Festival in Las Vegas. What would management think? And then later that night, I'm hanging out with a vice president or this or that and just starts smoking up some weed backstage. Ugh.
That's fine. Whoever the vice president of this or that is, I was protecting my dear friend Charlie. to make sure that
from
we
what?
Wouldn't get in trouble.
How could he get in trouble if they're doing it?
Because we are not vice presidents. We are the lowlife.
Maybe that's what you have to do to become a vice president.
Smoke your way to the top.
That's right.
I disagree with that, man. In California, a guy was arrested after authorities found more than 100 dead hawks and other birds on his 80-acre property. Authorities went to the property after they received a tip. They said someone reported that a person was firing a gun and what appeared to be a hawk. So wildlife officials toured the property, and that's when they said that they found all of the hawks scattered throughout the property.
What's that like mountain lion doing in this picture? Is that a stuffed mountain lion, or is that thing real?
Holy crap, that is. It looks like a big dog or a cat or a mountain lion. I don't know. That is a little crazy. The property owner is Richard Parker. He's 67 years old. He was booked into the county jail and charges.
Is that illegal to shoot a hawk?
Yeah.
Why?
Charges including taking of birds of prey and taking migratory non-game birds. They're all protected. Oh. So you're not allowed to shoot that. They're protected by the Federal Migratory Bird Treaty Act. So you got that's a lot of birds. Roller coasters, the older I get, the harder it is to go on roller coasters.
Your equilibrium is off.
A little bit, yeah. Well, imagine this. Passengers on a roller coaster at Six Flags Fiesta, which is in Texas, they were stuck in the air for 45 minutes. This happened this week. There was a safety sensor that went off. I think you have video of this, don't you?
Oh.
One of the sensors on Batman the Ride went off and froze the roller coaster with some of the passengers stuck upside down as rescue crews were trying to...
They're really stuck, bro.
And they're up at the top of the hill there.
Oh, my God. That's upside down.
I think that later they get upside down even more somehow.
Bruh.
A little bit of an
update. They are now upside down hanging there. Oh, man.
I would poop myself. That would scare the crap out of me.
I mean, you wouldn't want to be up there. I don't know why you would crap yourself.
When I
be uncomfortable, all that blood rushing to your head if you're upside down.
When I have to wait in line, I remember when I have to wait in line and then there's no out, that makes me nervous. And I remember like concerts, we stayed out all day and you're going to laugh at me. Have you ever heard of the band Bodines?
No.
Yeah, the Bodines.
You've never heard of the Bodines?
Nothing. No.
Party of Five? Isn't that their theme song? Everybody wants to live.
Okay,
go on. There was a concert that we were camping out all day for. And
you were camping out for the Bodines?
Shut up.
To buy tickets or to get in?
No, get the concert that night.
Uh-huh.
And we were front row of this fence, this chain link fence. So we're at front row, sitting there all day, and it's so much fun. And then as it started to get closer, more and more people were filling in,
uh-huh.
and they all started pressing forward, forward, uh-huh. forward. And I started to get claustrophobic, and then I'm like, oh, my God, I feel trapped. That's that same feeling of when you're in a line and you're next to go or you're on a roller coaster. I felt trapped. I ended up leaving because I thought I was going to poop myself. I ended up leaving the front row, which we had camped out all day for, and I watched from the very back because I felt so claustrophobic and trapped. And that's what happens. I get scared.
Okay.
It's never happened to you?
No.
You've never felt trapped or claustrophobic?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I wouldn't want to be trapped like in a mangled car crash or something. You're mangled, you know, you're in there and they can't get you out for 2 hours.
Ever been in a cave?
Oh, with Brittany.
I've been in a cave.
The skulls?
Skulls?
Oh, the one in Paris, the catacombs.
Oh, that thing's great. Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, I highly recommend that to everyone.
See, I don't know if I could do that one.
Catacombs in Paris. It doesn't really bother me that much. What bothered me was that there were two Arab guys right behind me, and it was right after the Paris attacks, like literally 5 days after the Paris attacks, and there's two Arab guys that are about 20 years old, each with backpacks, speaking in Arabic, I guess, down there, and I go, this is a terrorist attack. These guys are going to start shooting at one end. The end of this whole tunnel thing is like 2 miles away. On the other end, there's going to be two guys up there. They're going to meet in the middle. I knew what was going to happen, and I wasn't getting fooled by that.
A boss at a power company in China was on a conference call, and it was one of the video conference calls. And when he was done, he went on his way, but he forgot to turn the video feed off.
Ah.
Do you have this video by any chance? I know with Charlie not here.
I do. There's no audio, and there's it's kind of like...
So he's done with the video, and it's kind of blurred
out?
Kind
of jerky. It's, yeah.
Well, something's jerking.
He's got the chick on her back, it looks like.
Well, and he's, you don't really know what you're talking about because he's done with the video conference. He turns his back. He doesn't realize that people can still see him. A girl walks in. He puts her on the desk, and he starts railing her, and everybody was watching it because he forgot to turn the video conference off.
That's great.
What a dumbass. Footage was posted on social media, and Chinese censors quickly pulled it down.
What happened to the guy?
Two employees who posted it could be facing defamation charges. So their boss is claiming the footage was doctored, and he's being framed.
Oh, doctored. Right. Okay.
NCAA's first round playoffs start today.
I love that when you're caught in something, your first instinct is to just deny it. And yeah. I love some of these, you know, oh, it's like Anthony Weiner when his photo, oh, no, I was hacked. You know, it's just so improbable or impossible. Someone doctored that. Okay, go on.
I don't know. Were you able to pull this, Anthony? This is from Jeopardy. There is a guest on Jeopardy, and he didn't say, we don't have it, do we?
I don't have a video.
Okay. So it's pretty cool. Do you have a picture, though, if I tell the story, Snitz?
Yeah.
There was a man on Jeopardy this week. His name is Paris Themen, if I'm saying it correctly. And during the part of the show, Alex Trebek talks to each of the contestants, and Paris said he's an entrepreneur and he's a backpacker and he's traveled to 61 countries. He didn't really mention what he did other than that. Well, if you see a picture of him, he was one of the child actors on Willy Wonka. He was the little guy, Mikey, the one that gets zapped into the TV, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, Mike TV.
Yeah, yeah. So how cool is that? That he was on Jeopardy.
It's weird he didn't even mention it, though.
No, he didn't even talk about
it. At all.
I'm a child star. I was on. Have you ever seen it? Didn't even talk about
it. That wasn't his interesting fact?
No, he didn't talk about that.
No, he backpacked for a whole bunch through a whole bunch of countries.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
All right.
People then went to social. I thought that was pretty cool. Whatever. Hi,
no,
like,
I'm not old enough like you and Snitz to even
to know who Willy Wonka is. Come on.
You know who Willy Wonka movie
never
is.
Never saw the original movie.
You never saw the original?
Are you serious?
No. No.
Are you just saying
it's
that?
It's too late
now.
No. Oh, yeah. You can't go back.
Did you see the remake?
No.
I'm kind of disappointed in you. And then I'll end with this sweet gesture. Reese Witherspoon. She was at a 4-star restaurant, and she secretly picked up the check for every table. So she's been doing some promotional tours for her movie, A Wrinkle in Time. And she was at a restaurant. She had a few glasses of wine. She was in a good charitable mood. And when she was paying her bill, she told the manager, charge everyone that was eating right then on her card.
Wow.
And she bought the entire place. She bought.
Wonder how much that cost. Do we have any idea?
I don't have any idea, but again, do you hear what I said? She was on a promotional tour
for
A Wrinkle in Time.
So it was probably a write-off of the movie. She said, I'm going to pay this. We'll get in the news and you'll reimburse me.
Okay. It's a very sweet gesture. She probably has the money to pay for everything.
Yeah,
so,
but I'm not buying it.
I still think it's sweet. There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, let me take a break. We will be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. The climate changing, the White House in disarray, Hollywood falling apart.
Not good.
Bring order to this chaos.
The only thing you can count on is Rover's Morning Glory. What's this world coming to? Now back to the show.
All right, we're going to wrap everything up in just a minute. We'll tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus. I believe that NADS is running The Aftermath today, so get ready for that.
How will he do without his butt buddy Charlie there to lead the way?
I enjoy doing this when
you
he's
do.
Gone.
You
yes.
Do. All right.
Charlie can be a little obnoxious at times, so it's nice to have full reign.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have Corey Roddick, the board op, is going to be sitting in too, so
okay.
Tune in.
All right. So Corey will be in here all jumpy and jittery, and Nads will be in here all flex fingery and all that. It'll be a good show. I have some stuff to give away. We'll get to that in just a moment as well. Wink, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Wink.
What's going on, my brother?
How you doing? Yo, what's up, Winky Wink?
Hey, man, first of all, let me thank you for finally getting rid of that damn fiddle music that we used to have to listen to when we were on break on the phones.
So oh,
that
yeah.
was annoying.
Yeah, we changed that a while
so
ago. Yeah, we had that for 15 years, that fiddle music, as you call it.
Yeah. And that brings me to my question. You said you've never seen Charlie in the Chocolate Factory or Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
Right.
I thought it was you that gave Chocolate Charlie his nickname.
It is.
No, it wasn't me. It was, I don't know who it was. It wasn't me. I didn't but then I saw a photo of the original kid, Charlie, and he looks just like that kid. I mean, the spitting image of that kid. So that's how it wasn't me that gave him the nickname, though. I've never seen that movie. I don't know.
Maybe it was me. I don't know.
I think it was Dieter. I think Charlie himself mentioned that he looked like the kid from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Wink, what'd you think about the... yeah, there he is. What'd you think about the... hookup girl today, because you're a black man. She was a black woman. What'd you think?
I checked her out. I saw her online. She looks okay. I mean, she's not as thick as I like her.
Oh,
but
it needs to be thick. Okay.
Cute.
All right. No, I thought she was. Yeah. I thought she was really cute.
But then you didn't have a stand up, so I didn't really get to see how her ass looked.
Ah. Yeah, I should have done that, huh? She said she could do handstands and stuff like that. We should have had her do a handstand upside down. Check out her ass.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, that's always a plus.
Yeah. But you like them thicker, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I like them with a little meat on their body.
How
like
thick do you... How much does a girl... I mean, what are we talking about here? How much does a girl have to weigh?
I mean, I'll put it to you this way. I have a general rule when it comes to my women. Mm-hmm. The breasts must be bigger than their stomach.
Okay. Breasts must be bigger than the stomach. That seems like... almost a given, like that you wouldn't even need to have a rule for that. But some women's stomachs are bigger than their breasts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Another radio show back in the day used to call them flatzos.
Okay. Well, I.
But I mean, I like a woman that's thick and, you know, she can be well proportioned. You know, I don't have a problem with curves. You know, I don't like somebody that's too girthy, mm-hmm. that's got fat hanging off of them. But I mean, you know, I like a nice pair of shapely thighs that meet up to a nice shapely ass. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the breasts are always a plus for me.
So the girl today was just too small for you, huh?
I mean, you know, as a general rule, I don't really like skinny women. I mean, they just don't really appeal to me. You know, I mean, that's not my thing.
All right. That's interesting.
Well, I understand, you know, the demographic of your show, you know, a lot of dudes like the skinny girls. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Now, what about you, Wink? Are you a big guy or are you a smaller guy?
I'm a pretty big dude. I'm about 5'10", 5'11". I weigh now like about maybe 275.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty big.
Big boy.
He's a big guy. No wonder you like the women with them. You'd crush the tiny girls. They charge you. Anything they can get, a black man killing a woman, they'll say, yeah, he's not taking any chances.
I've always liked bigger women, even back in my skinnier days, man. I just like that look. I like that shape. And, you know, I like doggy style. So, I mean, that provides a little extra cushion for me.
Sure. I get it. All right. Well, Wink, thank you. I appreciate the call. Winky Wink has been... he's been calling for
years.
He's been calling since the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
He's been calling since, we're talking 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
How old do you think that guy is now?
40s.
Have I met him? I mean, I don't remember ever meeting him in person. I might have. But
Man, oh man, it's weird. I talk to people and they go, I've been listening to this show for 15 years. I go, I was listening to you. I started listening and I'm looking at this. I go, this kid's like in college. I go, yeah, I started listening to you when I was 12 years old. I go, geez. All right. What do I have to give away, Dougie?
We're running out of time for this St. Patrick's Day run. You're going to get a spot with a guest. Anthony and I were just talking about it today and what we're going to wear because it's going to be like 40, but sunny. What do you wear? And you get a shirt when you win this sign up for the St. Patrick's Day 5K. So it's going to be members of our show and members of Alan Cox show. And we're going to do the 5K and the kilt run.
Which is Saturday
this
on
Saturday.
St. Patrick's
yes.
Day. And what time does that get started? In the morning?
So the yes, it's in the morning. The kilt run is first and then the 5K is after that.
People are nuts, man. I mean, when it comes to the weekend. I mean, it's
fun,
got a, it's running. I mean,
but it's walking. You can, it's
still,
you exercise.
I mean, you couldn't, you could tell me, Rover, I got some really hot chicks and they want to have an orgy this Saturday at 8:30 a.m. I'd go, you can't do it like at 4 p.m. I mean, no way am I getting up on the weekends.
But it's day drinking. It's St. Patrick's Day.
I can't do day drinking, really, because I just, it takes a lot out of me. I get a headache from day drinking all the time.
You get
almost
old.
Every time. No, this has been going on for as long as I can remember. I always get a headache when I drink during the day. Explain that to me. What do you think that's all about?
Are you drinking like fufu drinks or beer? Got to drink some beer.
Both sometimes.
Okay.
A lot, no, beer.
Well, then you won't be joining us, but maybe Caller 30 and their guest will join us.
Saturday. All right, caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. It's brought to you by Coors Light, Hermes Cleveland, and the West 6th Street District. Registration is open now at ClevelandSt.PatricksDayRun.com. That's ClevelandSt.PatricksDayRun.com. And good luck to you, caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER.
Also, if you don't win and you still want to join us, you can go to HermesCleveland.com or WMMS.com and you'll find it on the main page. If you sign up and when you check out, do WMMS 10, the number 10, WMMS 10, mm-hmm. and it'll get you $10 off if you want to do it on your own. And if you're not going to run or if you want to join us on Saturday for St. Patrick's Day, so 10 a.m., so 10 to 11 a.m. we'll be at Dive Bar. And then every half hour we switch up. So 11 to 11:30 we'll be at Liquid.
Okay.
Then Barley House, then Tequila Ranch, Velvet Dog, and then we end back at Dive Bar. So just every half hour. And I can tweet this out as well. So we'll be at Dive Bar 10 to 11, Liquid 11 to 11:30, and it keeps going. Barley House.
Lowell says, you met Wink. He came in studio for a contest at one point. I think they might be thinking of Disaster.
Has anyone heard from Disaster, another longtime fan?
Guy? I don't remember Wink ever being in the studio. Maybe he was. I don't know. In Rochester, it's a hardcore ticket slap week. Get tickets to the Vans Warped Tour, July 25th at Darien Lake. Listen all this week at 9 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. for your shot at tickets. It's the final Warped Tour. You can be there, witness this. Got to see this. If you've never been to Warped Tour, I've been to a couple of them. And the guy's calling it quits. The guy who put the Warped Tour on. It's done. Here's someone that says, please tell Nads not to just talk about himself and cry like a baby on the aftermath like he normally does when Charlie is gone.
All right. Scratching that segment off.
That's the whole half hour
Damn
of
it.
Crying.
I don't know what we're going to do now.
Out the window. All right. Anything else I have to mention before we get out of here?
You want to find out what else is on the aftermath?
What is it besides the crying?
iHeart is bankrupt, guys. I don't know if you heard this. So we're going to talk about the
really?
Bankruptcy.
Yes.
We're going to recap the biggest upset in hookup history, MC Pale Horse winning.
Yeah.
And then we're going to recap the Felipe Esparza interview. All that and more coming up on the aftermath.
You can probably play some more MC Pale Horse because the aftermath, they are not bound by
Uncensored.
The FCC regulations.
Too
That's
hot.
Right.
For radio.
For radio. MC Pale Horse. That's right. So if you're not an RMG Plus subscriber, sign up now at roverradio.com and you can watch or listen live. We will be back live tomorrow morning. Have a great day. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.